Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Boobs. Oh my God. Boobs. Oh my God. Boobs.
Giant size cans.
You know what? I think she is gorgeous. I think she is an incredibly, incredibly attractive person. The only thing I am worried about is getting a boner.
By the way, you call those cheap implants boobs? Those aren't boobs. They're lies.
Cause she got big ass boobies.
I like boobs.
What?
I like boobs. Big boobs. Love them.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
Boner police are here. I demand a lawyer.
I want to squeeze them.
She has got a tremendous set of boobs.
To me, they're too large.
Oh, they're perfect.
I don't know. To me, she looks structurally unsound.
I'm going to have big ones when I grow up.
Boobie!
Don't bogart the joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Boobs.
Don't bogart the joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Cannons, people. Big old boobies.
Roll another one.
First, tell me what's going on with the boobs.
Just like the other one.
Big breasts, stripper big.
Nice melons.
And I need another year.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Ooh, I love boobies.
Hello, those are my breasts.
Just like the other one.
Boobies!
This one seems about spent.
Big ones.
And I don't have another cent.
What knockers?
She has such big boobs.
Nice melons.
Just pass it around.
That's right, they're breasts. I love boobies.
And now.
Can we please have one conversation that's not about my wreck?
By the way, I'm going to start a new website that is just nope.com.
Our feature presentation.
No, today's all about racks.
I know. It is. We're not going to have one conversation that's not about racks.
That's why you're here, ladies.
Today is Rackalicious.
You're just here to carry your boobs. That's the only reason you exist.
You're just a vessel. Just as a device to carry your boobs. You're a delivery system.
Look at Ralph in a suit, by the way.
I know.
It amazes me every year.
You say that like I'm wearing a Viking helmet.
Because to
you
him
know,
it is.
I wear suits on a semi-regular basis.
Not with us.
Not at work.
We
no.
never see you in a suit.
But to put on a suit, it's not like I'm wearing a gas mask and some pleather
Manny
or something.
And Mo here? Are you kidding?
It's torturous.
It's just a suit. But
torturous.
You look at me as if I'm wearing the back end of a horse costume.
I would be more comfortable in a Viking suit than I would be in what you're wearing today. It just looks awful. I mean, it looks good on you, but I'm saying it looks
feels
like an awful
good.
Experience.
It's a nice, crisp, clean dress shirt. Oh, nothing better than putting on a nice, crisp, clean dress shirt in the morning.
That's the worst.
Oh, it's the best feeling in the world.
Are you crazy?
It's like wrapping yourself in a sheet and just being in bed all day long.
Yeah, if you want a collar that strangles you, yeah.
Doesn't
you want that.
Buy a shirt that fits.
Does the sheet have sleeves so you can put it on and then you can read and stuff?
Yeah, but I'm wearing my French cuffs today. See that I got the cuff?
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That is not even important.
You really stepped it up since last year, right?
I did. I like to think I put a little extra effort in.
Wow. Naturally, Psycho Mike impressed with the French cuffs. Yeah. I don't even know what they are.
At least Mike appreciates a little sartorial splendor.
As all gay men do, but that doesn't
How
mean it's fun
you,
to wear,
sir.
Is what I'm
it
saying.
It is fun to wear, and I'm feeling strong.
We are going to be attempting to take your phone calls in a moment here at 1-800-520-1067. Usual phone number, even though we are on location at the Slide Bar in Fullerton today. Hey, that sounded bad. Yeah. It is going to be Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew here in a moment, remote style. We spent the last half hour trying to get the electronics to stop rejecting Bean.
It's
the only
impossible.
One who has a problem.
We all sat down. We all put on our headsets and our microphones, and then Bean sat down, and his mic had problems. So then they switched it out. Still problems. Then they switched it out again. Still problems.
Just the electronics don't like them.
No, you're right about that. It happens every time.
You know, maybe I have some weird electrical field or something. I don't know.
You put out a magnetic signal that's screwing with
your
equipment.
You're like the island from Lost. I think we should move you.
It's going to bring a plane down in the middle of this?
Exactly.
Wow,
yes.
That's not good.
To cure cancer.
I didn't get a good look at the... Stop
good.
Turning.
No, that's good.
Stay in one place.
Don't move.
That's the problem.
I didn't get a... this is like a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get a good look at the crowd here at the slide bar in Fullerton, but...
Ooh, ugly.
How are we... No. How are we doing in terms of people? Can we invite people to come on down? There is plenty of room because I know we revamped from last year where it was a little tight. That's what she said. And now we can let a lot more people in.
People were lined up at 5 o'clock when I showed up. Yeah, so I think we're going to have a good crowd.
We're going to have a good crowd, but it is a huge, much bigger area.
Yeah, a lot of space.
A lot of space. And we are webcasting right now. That is up and running already. There are people, believe it or not, who are watching this.
No, they're not.
What a disappointment.
Just because we're webcasting doesn't mean people are watching Bean.
Yeah, that's true.
Nor should they.
What time does the actual pageant begin here today, Ralph?
The actual pageant begins at about 7 o'clock.
Roger that. I believe the actual pageant starts at 7 a.m. Over.
You know, I'm a big fan of NASA and the moon landing. And
you
do sound like Buzz Aldrin right now.
It really did. When they were talking on the moon in 1969, it sounded better than this microphone today.
The electronics will accept about 6 to 7 words from Bean, and then it just dumps out.
Bean's tribute to Neil Armstrong all day today.
What do you guys think is going on here?
It knows boring conversation when it hears it, and just shuts it down.
It's trying to not listen to you like we've all done for so long.
I see.
I think there's some blockage in your throat. That's what I think.
That's the way it's going to be. All right, Omar, dare we attempt to take some phone calls and maybe I just won't talk?
Sure, why not?
All right.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do? What it do, nephew?
All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Get on the air, get a prize. How about tickets to see The Day the Earth Stood Still at the brand new AMC AMAX Theater of your choice, including Burbank, Century City, Del Amo, and Santa Anita?
All right. I don't have the computer with my stuff on here,
Dave. Yeah, none
of
it's working.
Omar, tell us who we're going to talk to.
You have some dude, Tyler. Tyler.
Okay.
Tyler. Hey, some dude, Tyler.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, some dude, Tyler. What's going on?
What it do? I don't know if you guys have seen the best new show on TV. It's on G4. It's called Human Wrecking Ball.
Oh, yeah. We had those guys in about a week and a half ago.
Yep.
And they rolled up
a frying pan.
A frying pan. Rolled it up.
And on TV. Those guys are nuts.
Yes.
I happened to see it the other day. I was like, what is this? They were breaking the heck out of a plane, a Cessna.
Yep. They took an airplane and tore it apart.
Slashed his face all open with the back of the plane, the wing. Oh, man, it was awesome.
Yeah, it's a good show.
I tried to jump on the wing and ended up, propelling himself like a diving board.
Okay, we don't have time for you to recount every moment of the show for us.
That is a good show.
We know it's good.
For folks who haven't seen it, though, because we did talk to the guys, they're brothers who just love busting stuff up, so they figured out a way to make a living out of it. They worked on my microphone before the show today.
I think they did.
In fact,
let's have no one talk except for Bean. Because I really.
It was great. I'm going to like the show.
Omar, who else we go to?
Can you guys turn down the PA that you guys have going on there?
Why don't you turn down the PA?
He's not here. Omar can't turn down the PA.
Valerie from Covina.
Okay, Valerie, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. What it do?
What it do?
What it do?
I was just wondering, are you just strictly against smaller breasts? What's your opinion?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
no.
Thank you for the call.
No, they're being funny.
But it's double against. D. What can we do?
They're being funny. We are not at all against it. It's just it's missed double D.
Wait, man, speak for yourself.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. Tell me if you agree with this, if you can hear me. There are gorgeous, beautiful, nearly perfect women that have small breasts. That doesn't automatically disqualify you from being unbelievably hot. It's just that, given a preference, you know, in the blind taste test, bigger is better. That's all we're saying.
Oh, okay.
That's a Bean saying.
You're hot, but you're not as good, is what we're saying.
Yes, you're not as good. You're not as valued a human.
But I would like to say, though, it's pretty hard to make up our minds without some kind of photo or, I mean, something to look at.
You,
you know, how
proof.
Do we know if it's too big, not big enough?
I mean, she could change your mind?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If the subtext of your question is, should I go ahead and get the implants, caller, then yes. Absolutely
yes.
You should.
No, oh, you guys.
I'm against implants for myself.
Why? What size are you working with?
A B.
Well, you can't be happy with that. You're practically substandard.
Don't listen to them.
B stands for barely a woman.
I'm actually quite happy with myself.
No, that's fine. You're not.
Shouldn't be.
You're lying to yourself, first of all.
But I fancy them so much.
You're perfect the way you are.
Thank you.
Do not change.
If you don't mind disappointing everyone around you.
Right.
Well, if you don't mind disappointing Bean, but really,
you never want a
Bean.
If you never want a man, that's right. Look, there are women in abusive relationships that think they're happy too.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you got to get past that. You got to get past that. And do
Stockholm
what's right.
syndrome. Exactly. What it is.
All right. Thank you for the call. Anyone else you want us to talk to?
Yeah, let's talk to Frank in Maywood.
Frank in Maywood. What it do?
What it do? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Frank?
What's going on?
Hey, I want to congratulate you, Bean, on Alita, man. She finally wore something a little more revealing today, this morning.
While we're talking about a woman who knows, you know, what to use, what she's got, she's definitely starting to come around a little bit since that little talking to we had.
Yeah, I guess the threat of a lawsuit, you know, worked out.
Exactly.
Bean is obsessed with a weather girl on Channel 4. She doesn't show enough cleavage for him, so we called her and yelled at her. And
it's made a difference. Alita Loreska is now moved out of the 13th century, and now she's dressing like a 1900s Mormon chick.
Wow, that is hot.
That's progress.
It is a huge improvement over where she was
another
a couple
four
weeks
or five
ago.
Years, Bean. She's going to be a flapper from the 20s. Please enjoy.
Here's what the rest of us do.
I don't have that kind of time to invest. I'm
right.
sorry.
Here's what the rest of us do. We move on to chicks that'll show it.
Yeah.
But you can stay with her if you'd like.
Like the nine young ladies we're going to see on the stage today.
Yeah. I am going to. In fact, maybe we ought to head toward that right now.
Although, speaking of, really quickly, I know we're running short of time, but today of all days, it's a mixture it's a bittersweet mixture of gladness and sadness because we're having the Miss Double D competition here on the stage.
Right.
But did you hear about the fire
at the body shop?
The body shop on Sunset.
Yeah. Did it burn it down?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Has been taken from us. Since the 60s, that place has been there.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Is that the place that is mentioned in the song?
Girls, Girls, Girls?
It's one of the one clubs. Of the there are several clubs in that song.
Do you want to just write down what you want to say and I'll
hold up a sign?
I'll interpret it.
What? I didn't hear too much about the fire, Ralph. What caused it?
They're still investigating. They don't know. But
was a girl too hot?
A red redhead stripper?
Fire crotch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they don't know yet, but big fire there, and it just saddened me. I spent many happy times in that place.
I forgot about this, but yesterday during the show, pretty much as the fire was lit, Bean said, "Oh, I just got a text. The body shop's on fire."
Well, it's one of his Google searches. It's one of his Google alerts.
Google alert. Yeah.
Body shop and fire. He typed that in just in case it ever happened.
I don't think it had even been started yet. I think they gave him a preemptive text. They wanted him to know
what arsonist called him.
Down.
All right, I'm putting the accelerant down now.
All right, we are going to have our Miss Double D competition here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, 122 East Commonwealth, and we will get that underway at about 7 o'clock, and we will come right back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next on 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show doing it live from Fullerton this morning at the Slide Bar. About 7 a.m. this morning is when we're going to start the Miss Double December 2009 pageant.
Guys, I got a great idea this morning as I was sitting here getting ready to go on at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
Uh-huh.
We need to have some sort of a surgery where we take Tiny Dancer's body and we graft Miss Cleo's boobs onto her. She would be the perfect woman.
The woman with two heads?
No, just the boobs. We take Miss Cleo's boobs, put them on Tiny Dancer. Now you got yourself a woman.
What do we do with Cleo? Just throw in the dumpster?
Used parts. Yeah, just leftovers.
He's managed to insult two of our favorite people just now in like one sentence.
And Tiny Dancer would not be able to stand up, so what's
that's
the point?
That's true, too.
Her spine would snap like a twig if you put Cleo's boobs on her body.
I'm this close to getting that laboratory in my basement that I've been working
on. The torque would shred her spine.
Yeah, maybe it would work out.
But
it's great in theory, though. I like it. All right, 5:53, Matt Money Smith is going to be joining us next hour, and the pageant begins at around 7 o'clock. You can watch it on the webcam at krock.com. Better if you want to come on down and join us live and in person at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. All those details are on the website, too. It's Friday morning. Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I've got 4 minutes to 10 on my watch. Is that wrong?
That's accurate.
Okay, just want to make sure.
It's 5:54.
Yeah, it might be time for a new watch. Let's talk about the Showbiz news, shall we? Greatest story ever. We're just, I'm thinking she's 16, 2 years away from porn from Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Apparently, she is in discussions with her attorney about filing for a petition of emancipation from her parents.
Really?
She wants to divorce Billy Ray.
Now, that's a surprise because they don't seem to be a troubled family at all.
No, not at all.
In that regard.
You wouldn't think. That was until Justin Gaston reared his ugly head.
He's her boyfriend?
Justin is the 20-year-old underwear model that she's currently dating, and apparently Billy Ray doesn't like the relationship.
He's not too fond of Justin, thinking he's a bit of a mooch, according to one source, and doesn't want him taking advantage of Miley and her success. Miley, like any 16-year-old girl, is screaming at her dad, "But I love him! You can't stop me from seeing him!" So apparently she's talking to her entertainment attorneys about getting a petition of emancipation, which will make her a legal adult in the eyes of the state at age 16.
She is going to She's going to spiral out of control like Britney style.
16-year-old on her own with all that cash.
The first thing she's going to do is tell her father to move out of her home.
That's right.
To kick him out.
Hey, get your achy breaky ass out of here, old man.
And she's going to fire him from his TV show.
Go do Bait Shop 2. That's what's in the cards for you.
By the way, I think she's pretty talented. I don't know what you guys think about Miley Cyrus. I know that she's a pop personality figure, but she's actually a pretty good entertainer, I think.
I have never witnessed anything she's ever done, so I would not be able to
gauge. She's not bad as musically, but she has those llama teeth. She can get rid of those.
That's a good point.
You know, we should give her some wood chips or something to gnaw on in her cage. I think that's what you do with buck teeth like that. That's what you do for rabbits and hamsters, don't they?
I bought her a salt lick for Christmas. That'll help.
Hopefully we'll be seeing naked pics soon of Jennifer Morrison. You know her as the star of House.
Yes.
She plays Cameron on that show.
That's a good deal.
In Touch Magazine's reporting that her boyfriend, Amori Nolasco, doesn't anyone have a real name anymore?
Nope.
It's like doing tongue twisters reading the showbiz news.
I don't know. Ask Barack Obama about that.
Amori Nolasco is her boyfriend. I guess he's on Prison Break. And his laptop was stolen from his trailer on the set of Prison Break. And according to sources, there were some quite sexy photos of her on the laptop.
Yeah.
So whoever stole it, hopefully he'll be publishing those nude pictures of Jennifer Morrison sometime soon.
Nice work. And to all celebrities, please leave naked pictures on your laptops wherever you go. That seems to be working. That works out well.
When will they learn?
Do you mind if I photograph you in the nude?
You know, Jennifer was, as an aside, engaged to Jesse Spencer on that show.
I remember.
And now they've split up. Not that Spencer. And now they split up and they have to keep working together all the time. That can't be comfortable.
And they're still boyfriend and girlfriend on the show, too.
I know. Yeah. So they got to, like, make out and whatnot.
Excellent. Yep.
Speaking of my man crush, Hugh Laurie, he's been tapped to host the last Saturday Night Live of the year. It's going to air on December the 13th. And Kanye West will be the musical guest.
It's a good show.
No kidding.
Yeah. I might actually watch that.
No. The crowd that is now streaming into the slide bar in Fullerton is 100% dudes.
Of course.
Well,
what do you expect? With cameras.
Chicks only.
They want to see.
There's a chick.
They want to see cans. Is there a chick?
There's a chick.
There is one.
There's one chick.
Wow. She is going to get mauled.
We're doing an event about boobs, and he expects all women to show up.
I went into a strip club once, and there were all gentlemen sitting there having cocktails. I don't understand it.
I'm saying I would like to
Where
see...
Where was it? When's it couple night? It's couples night at the strip club.
I want chicks on the stage as well as off the stage. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, we all want things, Bean.
Okay.
They don't happen. Lisa! Lisa, that is so you on stage! Lisa, you are so talking to a microphone! Lisa!
Although she's wrapped up in a parka, I don't know what...
I can't help it. You won't put a heater up here, so screw you.
Wow. He's got an ugly quill
all day.
It's cold, she gets a little cranky, doesn't she?
Blame Bean.
And great story yesterday. Boy George's attorney is putting on a defense in this case where he chained a Norwegian. This sounds like Mad Libs.
It does sound like
chained
it up.
A Norwegian escort to a wall and tortured him.
Yeah,
gay.
The defense attorney said yesterday in British courts that Boy George was not capable of attacking a male escort in his home because he's just too fat.
Oh. What? Are you kidding?
Not.
He said with the amount of weight he's put on, he is just not in shape enough to overpower a strapping 29-year-old male escort, let alone handcuff him to a wall and beat him.
His defense is fat.
That's the old fat-ass defense.
That's the best.
This is hands down the best defense since Pedro Guerrero's I'm too dumb to deal drugs defense.
That's right.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, so I think he should get off. I think he should walk.
I think he did.
He should walk on a treadmill, actually, is what he should do.
I'm homosexual. I make love with the men, not the women.
That's right, and then I handcuffed them to a wall and beat them. Today's celebrity birthday, singer Little Richard, one of the architects of rock and roll. Just ask him. He'll tell you. He invented it. He is 76 years old. Charles, by the way, our drummer, our security guard, rather, at the station, used to be the drummer of Little Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Married his sister.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Johnny Resnick of Goo Goo Dolls is 43 years old today. Comedian Margaret Cho is 40.
Oh.
Hey, actor Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle, he turns 23. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7, K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show. Hardcore fans are already down here for the Miss Double December competition 2009. We're at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
I want to thank those of you who came down bright and early this morning. Everybody brought a toy for Toys for Tatas out front, right? We got representatives we're going to be talking to here in a couple of minutes on the air from both the Los Angeles and the Orange County chapters. We're just trying to do our part to, make some kids happy at the holidays. And you do need to bring a toy if you want to join us in person here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. That is all that we ask. Be 18 and up. And, of course, the whole thing is webcast at krock.com. Psycho Mike is going to complain about the cold all day, Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
But every time you offer him a coat or a sweatshirt, he's going to refuse it.
I know. I have plenty. They're laundered. They're nice. They're in my car. Psycho Mike is shaking because he gave his jacket to Tiny Dancer, who's walking around
here. By the way, showed up
without
in
a
little skirt,
right.
God bless bare
her.
Legs and no jacket.
God as well
her.
She should.
As well she should have, right. But Psycho Mike, is the deal that people won't be able to see your incredible buffness?
There's no point in eating egg whites and broccoli spending time in the gym if you're not going to expose the vascular wall of steel.
But
right, ladies? One or two ladies that are here.
When the vascular wall of steel is shaking like that, it's not as attractive.
Look, Kevin.
That's all I'm saying.
My people, La Raza, are not made for this type of weather. We're tropical people.
Right, and I'm going to help you out with that. But no.
Dave, of course, is walking around going, oh, is it Christmas time already? I got to wear a sweater.
I'm
draped in every layer possible. It's so cold.
Let me tell you a little behind the scenes here with my man Bean. Bean got three puppies to add to his three dogs.
Yes, he did.
And that seemed like a bad
all
decision.
At once.
Well, it's too many goddamn dogs, if that's what you're suggesting.
So since he did that, he complains every single day because he's got to get up at midnight. He's got to get up at 3 a.m. to take the dogs out to go to the bathroom. And we keep saying, did we get the dogs for you? No. Stop telling us about it. But he's been complaining and complaining and complaining.
I don't mean to complain, Kevin, but you don't understand. It would be like if your life involves somebody beating you in the face every 10 minutes. It's something that you wouldn't be able to leave behind. You wouldn't
right.
be able to just let it go and forget about it and get over it
but
and not mention it.
Did I invite them to beat me in the face?
No, but that
did I force them to beat
no,
me in the
that
face?
Doesn't mean,
well, you got the dog.
Right, I'm saying, but that,
well,
doesn't, but that doesn't mean they're beating you in the face any less just because you invited them. I'm just saying they're still beating you in the face and it still is becomes you become obsessed with it because it's your whole life.
But is it the same to other people if I invited them or not, whether they're hitting me in the face? Because you would go, no, you asked them to hit you in
but
the face.
My
shut
point
up.
Is... It's too late now. I have the dogs, okay?
All right. So three dogs,
yes.
No sleep.
No sleep for months.
Months.
Months, literally months. You finally figured out how to solve the problem.
I think so. I've had a little bit of a breakthrough this week.
Okay, good.
What happened?
Well, Lisa, you'll appreciate this because I know you also have your own struggles with your dog.
I do,
right?
But, every day.
But it occurred to me that of the three puppies, that one of them was the problem child, Linus.
Okay.
And we did put some pictures at up
and Linus.
Linus, right. He's the little white one, so he probably feels entitled. He probably feels like his darker brothers and sisters shouldn't get the same kind of treatment. But Linus is the one who at 11:30 and then at 1:30 and then at 3, he's the one who whimpers, and then we hear him on the baby monitor, and we have to go and take everybody up.
You have a baby monitor?
Why do you have a baby monitor?
Because the dogs are sleeping far enough away that I want to be able to hear them if they need to
but
go out or something.
But then they wake you up. That's your problem.
But the option is I don't hear them,
right?
And then they need to go out for real.
By the way, aren't they bulldog puppies?
Yes.
So don't even when they are sleeping, don't you hear?
Yeah. That's all I hear all night long is them snoring.
Well,
yeah.
That's why you keep waking up.
No, I wake up because Linus goes,
right,
because he wants to go out. Well, the short version of the story is that we discovered it's not that he needs to go out. It's just that he wants mommy and daddy. He just wants to see his people.
And by mommy and daddy, you mean the people that own him. Because he is a dog.
Right, but to us, we're mommy and daddy.
But he didn't come from a woman, right?
But anyway, so Linus is the problem. So what I decided to do is just now Linus sleeps in bed with us. And the other two sleep through the night, and Linus is happy because he's with us. And now he's not waking up all the time to go out, and everybody's happy.
Can we bring up Cesar Millan? Can we bring up the dog
Cesar Millan?
I don't think he would be happy.
No, you totally
with your choice.
If you
don't mind.
I know, but it works.
So here at the Slide Bar
that
in Fullerton.
That is not the point.
Cesar, good morning.
Hello, everybody. It's
Cesar
a pleasure.
Cesar Millan, what are you doing here?
It's a pleasure to join you.
How did you? This is such a surprise.
I was summoned by Mr. Kevin.
Right?
He brought me in to deal with this. This is terrible what you're doing to your dog.
Terrible.
You let it run roughshod all over your family and your home. You see, when you're dealing with a dog, you have to be the alpha dog. Right. You have to take on the role of being the alpha dog, the trailblazer, the trendsetter. Do you remember when you were in high school? They were naturally the cool kids, the kids who set the trends, the kids who are leaders. And that's the way you have to be.
Does he strike you as that kind of guy in high school?
No. I can understand why this may be very difficult for you because you seem like a loser.
Susan, what are you talking about? I've just tried to sleep. And
you have to have not
But
only,
everybody sleeps this way. Linus is happy. The other puppies are happy. I'm happy.
Sometimes making a good family life for your dog is not all about making them happy.
What are you
talking
about?
You understand that? Love hurts, much like Incubus and Nazareth have said in the past. You have to be tough. You have to carry strong will and a strong hand.
Does he look like the kind of guy that can do that?
For instance, do you own a fire hose?
No, I don't have a fire.
Why
would I have
a fire?
You need
to call the local fire department up on the island that you live and just have them just blast at your dogs for maybe 45-second interval. Just blast them as far away as you can.
I'm not going to shoot my dog with a fire hose.
Unfortunately, you may not like to do it, but when they are puppies, they do not like the fire hose.
Nobody likes the fire hose.
There you go.
And then what will happen, Caesar? Will that teach him a lesson and he'll shut up in the future?
The dogs will probably not do whatever you do not want them to do because they will be washed away. They will.
You won't even have them.
Do you have any Korean friends?
Okay, I don't think I like the suggestion that you're making here.
Perhaps have a Korean friend sleep in a bed near the dogs. They will be so instinctively they know that the Korean wants to eat them. Perhaps for breakfast with some bok choy. And they will know not to act up. Next thing you know, they are appetizing.
I'm not interested in that scenario at all.
The bulldog pup you have, they have the tremendous jowl lips, yes?
Yes, that's right.
Do not clean it. For 2 weeks.
What?
They will get the face schmegma. And the puppy hate that. The puppies, they hate that.
Well, no, you got to keep your dog clean.
Or perhaps just tape it to the back of their head so they look stupid. And you say, hi, you look stupid, puppy.
And that'll teach them?
Yeah, they no one likes to be ridiculed.
So fire hose, somebody that's going to eat them.
Fire hose, Korean, face schmegma,
okay.
Ridicule.
Okay. All right, that's how they line up for
listen to me, and not just for being. All of you out there, listen to Cesar Milan because I've become world famous from the things I do with the doggies. And take that home to you. That is your resume for all your puppies. If you have puppy problem, it is fire hose.
Hey, Caesar, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've watched the dog whisper. I've never heard him say any of this stuff.
Ah.
But none of it.
You are my close personal friends. I saved the premium service for you.
Oh,
it's a special secret. I cannot give away all the real secrets on my TV show. There's too many millions of people watching, and then I don't have a career.
Okay.
What am I doing if I save the gold? I save it for you.
Hey, you look like you're shivering a little bit. Would you like a sweatshirt or a coat at all?
No. I'm much too muscular for that.
I see. You are. Caesar Milan is too muscular. Okay. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 22 minutes after 6 o'clock, broadcasting live from Fullerton at the Slide Bar.
We're going to be meeting the beautiful Crystal and Stacey, Janelle, Nicolette, Sabrina, Cassandra, Camry, Danielle, Roxanne, the Miss Double December 2009 pageant contestants, all of them vying to wear the crown and the sash and the scepter that will be awarded later on today. By the way, we got to figure out what to do, guys, because last year's Miss Double December, out of town, can't be here. To transfer the crown,
as is
the norm.
She's out of town, I know.
So I don't know if we need to get some sort of a daisy chain going where we start at one end of the contestants and go all the way to the end, or if somehow we need to involve Lisa, or if we need to maybe chicks from the audience.
I think you should tip your cap to these Marines who have worked so hard and come out here and given up and sacrificed so much for our country.
Maybe
they get to exchange a little saliva.
I don't know if they would go
maybe
for that.
The goddamn red, white, and blue.
The United States Marine Corps, ladies and gentlemen, of course, one of the great things that they do all year long is at the holidays when they do the Toys for Tots, and they are doing it here today at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. We are asking you to bring a new unwrapped toy that they can distribute throughout Los Angeles and Orange County today, and Frank has joined us now from the Corps. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Faust. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us. How long you been in the Corps, son?
I've been just over 11 years.
11?
11 years. Wow.
No kidding.
It's been about a minute or two.
You're 19. How could you be in there 11 years?
You do look awfully young.
Yeah,
why'd you join the U.S. Marine Corps?
I was looking for a challenge, and I wanted to do some traveling. And
have you been able to see the world a little
bit? Oh, absolutely. A couple times, halfway around the world and back. Pretty much anywhere in Asia. Been to the Middle East, Australia.
Really?
If you haven't been, definitely.
To the Middle East?
Australia.
Just checking.
Frank, where are you? Where do you generally work? Where are you stationed right now?
Right now, we're working out over in Pico Rivera, just right off the 605.
Oh, clean, eh?
I know we have other things we have to talk about, but help me out here. What do we need the Marines here in Southern California for? I mean, what is your actual job?
Well, basically what we do is we train reservists, and reservists are, they're police officers, doctors, firefighters, just average citizens out there that they contribute. They come in work 1 weekend out of the month, mm-hmm. and whenever the nation calls upon them, they'll actually go overseas. So we've actually got several Marines that are here. They're actually heading out overseas in a couple weeks.
Oh, no kidding. So, yeah. And Toys for Tots has existed as long as I can remember. I've always heard about Toys for Tots. It has to be a super long-running program.
Since 1947.
Wow. I was only like 30 then.
Wow, so. That's amazing. Wow. You know what's really cool is we're asking people to bring down a new unwrapped toy. And last year we did it here at the Sly Bar in Fullerton. We did Miss Double December. And it was pouring.
Yeah.
Today we have a much bigger place, but last year there were a bunch of people that were in line that couldn't get in that brought the toys. And most of them dropped off the toy before they left, even if they didn't get in, which
was amazing.
Really,
it's amazing.
Really cool. That was really cool. So we're raising a lot of toys, hopefully, for this drive. And if you come down today, you can bring one down. And if you don't bring one down, I think we're going to suggest a few stores for you to
locally.
Just go get something new and unwrapped.
Are you guys all over the town at the holidays? Are there a lot of collection points for Toys for Tots?
Yeah, there are. If you actually go online, you could actually get the phone numbers for our reserve centers. And you could get in contact with us. And we could provide information right there as far as where it is that we have drop-off locations.
Do those medals on your uniform, does each one of those stand for something?
Yeah, each one signifies something different.
How do you have so many?
You know, 11 years.
You better have killed a lot of dudes. Yeah.
He started being a Marine when he was 8.
But I mean, how many? I mean, Lisa, am I right? It's like
he's just
50,
covered.
There's like 50 medals on his uniform here. Well.
Could I have just one of them?
What's the weakest one? What's like the one for archery or something? There has to be one other than even you're embarrassed.
Yeah, we don't really get. Yeah, well, you have to go through a lot to actually get one. But probably the minor one is just for going overseas, having gone overseas.
For basically for getting on a plane, you
for
get a
pretty much, or on a ship. Yeah.
But you guys don't do archery, right?
No.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Want to double check that.
All right, so Toys for Tots here today, or you can go on the website. What is the website address for people who want to look for other locations?
ToysforTots.org.
ToysforTots.org. Okay, and you guys are going to be hanging out all morning?
Oh, yeah, we're going to be all
morning. We'd like to introduce you to the Miss Double December contestants later, if that's okay with you.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
If you wouldn't mind hanging out with them. So.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, I'm sure we could squeeze it into our schedule.
You're one of you is part of the package that the winner gets, by the way.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure which Marine, but one of you.
You guys are going to have to duke it out.
We already promised it. So.
Yeah, they're dry straws. So
I don't know what to do about that.
Figure it out.
All right, Frank. Great to see you, man. Thank you for coming down. And if there's anything we can do for you throughout the broadcast, please let us know. We'll
absolutely.
Make sure you guys are taken care of. Let's hear it for Frank and the U.S. Marine Corps and the great work that they're doing down here today. We are live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Our old friend Matt Money Smith is going to be joining us, and we'll talk to him right after this on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin DeBee Show. Looks like the sun is coming up in Fullerton. We are at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, 122 East Commonwealth.
And, of course, the Miss Double December 2009 pageant is going to be on the stage in about 20 minutes. It's the one show year that Ralph wears a suit.
Yep.
And he is going to be emceeing the girls.
Unless Charlize Theron's coming in the studio.
That's
then I also wear a suit.
That's true. Yeah.
Who's the homeless guy on your left there, Ralph?
Oh, no.
That's my buddy, Matt Money Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Matt Money Smith. Longtime fixture in the sports position on the Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah. And now unheard of on AM.
You guys were really selling it on the way in, you know, Bean. Yeah, there's a bunch of dudes here.
Yeah, I know.
It's so cold. I can't feel my hands. I have to park all the way down the street. I just figured I'd bring the big. I mean, Lisa, you look like freaking Jackie O. Where's your box hat? You got a scarf poofing out. So I just brought the winter coat, and it is kind of cold.
It is cold.
You know, the people are warming me up. And thanks, by the way, for telling me you were having a toy drive, that you were raising toys, Kevin.
Thank you.
We are raising toys.
Can we leave that out of the description when we asked you to come
down?
Did. I walk in the door, and I don't get a hello. How you doing? Welcome to the Slide Bar. No toy? I just say, no toy.
No. Did they let you in?
Oh, yeah, they barely let me in. That's it. No toy. Well, all right then. Sorry, I didn't know. I apologize for 5 minutes.
Buddy, we had your life partner, Petros Papadakis, in on our show yesterday.
Good-looking guy, isn't he?
That guy is melting down. He is so filled with rage at this point that I don't know how he functions in society anymore.
He
hates his life so much.
It's the end of the football season. He has been working every day, literally every day straight with the exception of the Thanksgiving holiday. I think he was on like a 98-day streak prior to us. So
his last game is tomorrow. So he is finally, I think he sees the light at the end of the tunnel, and he's beginning to rejoice.
And how's your Lakers schedule been this year?
It's getting tough. It's like four games every week. They're on the East Coast right now. They're playing Washington tonight. You know, every loss is a cataclysmic event.
It is. Isn't that hilarious, by the way, that they lost that third one the other night, and you went, oh, my God, what's going on with this team?
Please,
they never lose.
Don't give them an additional loss.
They
mean,
only
I'll
have
to hear
two.
About the only
oh, is it the
two.
Second?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Two. Only the second loss.
Sorry.
And yes, Phil Jackson's a terrible coach. Kobe needs to be traded.
Yeah.
The world is coming to an end.
Because everyone's expecting 70 or better, right?
Oh, no. They're they were thinking 81 wins, I think. 81-1 after they lost that game to Detroit.
They're so good.
They are so
What's
good.
What's going on?
They are very deep, you know. People, yes, I
that's what she said. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well done.
There you go. Yeah.
Well done.
I left that pause there for someone to
Nicely
pick it
done.
Up. Nice work.
We may need a live audience for all shows.
They have a nine man rotation, nine ram rotation as well. Nine man rotation that you know, it just wears teams down. It's attrition. You know, by the time that second unit is done in the third quarter, teams are down by 15 points,
but
and the game's over.
Their defense is so much better.
Their
this
defense
year, too.
Is much better,
except for against Indiana.
Kurt Rambis was put in charge of the defense. Well, they haven't been playing as well lately, but you know, like I said, they're just so good they can pile up so many points, build that lead, and then just kind of cruise to victory.
The Celtics are also excellent this year.
They're ahead of the Lakers.
Yeah,
they are
unbelievably
17-2.
Really?
As a matter of fact. So yes, it appears as though there is some sort of crash course between these two teams come June once again.
That would be fun.
Well, you know, and
that's
the thing.
A better outcome would be fun.
That may be the one reason why people can get freaked out over every loss is, you know, in the finals, it's screwed up because you have that 2-3-2 format. The first two games on the, you know, to the home team, then to the better team with the better record, then three in the middle that no one ever wins three in a row against teams that are that good.
And then two in a row at home.
Exactly. Right. So you got to try to get that home. That's what happened to the Lakers last time around.
Matt Money Smith is here. We're live in Fullerton at the Slide Bar. Miss Double D.
Shirt.
A few minutes.
What? I know I was told to wait, but what in the hell is that shirt?
Yeah, Bean's got a shirt? Side gig now at a hot dog on a stick, apparently. So that's his uniform.
What that
wearing.
Is the guy who's trying to look street suave.
Yeah.
Shops at like Marshalls or the stuff that's on the second.
That's the LRG shirt from TJ Maxx.
This is the LRG shirt with like the mismatched collar, so the factory sent it straight to like, you know, some whack ass store.
This is the Jay-Z brand Rockaware that. It's really mainly for black people.
Oh, what are you wearing? FUBU shorts with that? Is that your Rockaware shirt with your FUBU shorts?
I was in Detroit over the summer.
You got some British Knights shoes on?
Hanging out.
I saw him drinking Cristal backstage. I don't know if that means anything.
I was hanging out with my brothers and sisters. I was getting my afro worked on. And I was in a store and I saw it and it was cheap and I bought it.
It's not for you.
You got some sweatpants and a Glock in the waistband. You're going to shoot yourself in the leg?
Exactly.
You said, this shirt is hideous. I must own it.
Yes, I do. Speaking of shooting yourself in the leg, Money, what's going to happen to Plaxico? Is he done with the Giants forever?
Yeah, they put him on the
self-injured reserve list.
Yeah, the non-football
injury list.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the not-football injury list, like the you're a douchebag list, and they aren't going to pay him for four games, and that, I think, essentially, I mean, he could forfeit $27 million. If they can, you know, if they go after him for gross negligence or criminal activity, and, you know, I mean, now you've got the mayor saying that he wants to throw the book at him. So he gets convicted, they can just void that contract. I mean, $27 million.
It's not bad enough the guy is embarrassed about shooting himself in the leg.
Yeah.
$27 million
million
possibly
bucks.
Lost.
And then he's got the players' union is standing up for him, too, saying to the Giants, well, what do you mean? Why isn't he playing?
Really?
Hey, wait a minute. Why do you mean he's on the non-football injury list? That's crazy.
If you want a good piece of video, check out Plexico's perp walk. You know, and we brought this up, Petros and I said, you know, there. Women always talk about how bad the walk of shame is, but we men have the walk of shame. There are a handful of them, you know, when we get turned away from a club because we're not cool enough.
Sure. Or they don't bring a toy.
Man's walk of shame. Yeah. Or if you don't bring a toy and the Marines give you a steely gaze and walk of shame. But the perp walk, the man's true walk of shame. And if you have not seen the perp walk yet for Plexico, it's pretty great.
Comes out in cuffs.
Comes out in cuffs. The first thing you hear is a guy going, "Let's go, Giants!" And then he follows that up with Black Power.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really? Black Power for that perp walk? That's what you drop?
By the way, Plexico's perp walk has been added to Acoustic Christmas.
That's supposed to be a surprise.
Hold out for that.
All right, let me ask you about another thing, because I read this morning they're looking at maybe 2 million pay-per-views for Oscar De La Hoya's Manny Pacquiao fight tomorrow night. How many people are getting the fight tomorrow night, by the way? How many people are safe?
How many are getting
all
it legally?
The
How many people are getting it legally? That's what I want to know.
Not a soul. Yeah. Zero. Lisa's going to be watching Dancing with the Dogs on
Dancing
Animal Planet
Dogs.
While you're all watching the fight.
Right. Yeah.
Bean's going to be watching Dancing with the Dogs on Animal Planet.
What is this? Is it going to be a
it's
good
gonna
fight?
It's going to be a great fight.
You think
it's
so?
Yes. Just for no other reason than people that know Pacquiao, he swings. You know, he's a fighter.
And, he throws a million punches
he does.
Around.
I mean, just endlessly. He's just like a little Pekingese, you know, just out there.
What's
going
the age
crazy.
Difference on those two?
It's not much. It's about 6 years, I think.
Oscar's what, 35?
Pacquiao's 30, and De La Hoya, I think, is
35, 36,
yeah.
So. And Oscar's bigger, and he's expected to win, right?
Yes.
He is favored.
Well, he's coming down in weight, right? So they figure he's going to be stronger than Pacquiao. That's the upside.
That is the upside for De La Hoya, and he's just such a tactician, you know? I mean, the one way you can nullify what Pacquiao can do is to keep him away from you, and Oscar's jab is great. So that it ought to be a good fight. It really should be. At the very least, it'll be entertaining. But I think Oscar ought to win.
Yesterday, we also talked about the USC UCLA game that's happening this weekend.
Yes,
Petros saw no chance of an upset. No UCLA.
Well, there's always a chance.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously the team's on the field; they have a chance.
But
I was at a dinner last night with a couple UCLA people, and they said this year we are going to be celebrating first downs, not points.
Really?
Yes. When the team gets a first down, we will celebrate that.
A little crazy.
It's the USC it has the best defense in the country. This will be the Bruins' toughest opponent of the year, and they have not played very well against opponents that aren't nearly as good as the Trojans. So,
excellent.
But, you know, no, I can't even say, but, you know, it's a rivalry game, and you throw the records out. No,
not this time.
The spread in Vegas is infinity. I just realized.
Wow. Yeah. How about that?
So I'm taking the over.
When the jersey conversation becomes a bigger deal than anything else for the game, you know that it's bad time.
All right, let me ask you to handicap one more race,
yes.
And that is, what are you looking for in today's Miss Double December winner on stage here in Fullerton?
Qualities do you look for in a Miss Double December?
Well, I would like, if you can, Ralph, I would appreciate it if you ask all of them about the alarming trend in America that kids cannot identify countries on maps anymore.
All right, I'll bring that up.
That's a great idea.
If we can get their answer to that question.
Like such as.
The Iraq. Yes, if you can bring that up. I'm looking for the best answer. You know me. I like when the boobs jiggle, you know. I like the real boobs.
We got some of that.
I don't like people standing on their heads and their boobs still hanging at their waist. It kind of freaks me out.
We don't have
bit.
That.
I don't know if we've mentioned this or not, but I think we have 9 contestants this year. I think we are 9 for 9 fake this
great.
Year.
That's great.
Okay, so I don't know.
That's what I just said. That's exactly what I'm looking
for. That is
right.
What you said.
No, that's good.
Yes.
But
also
you won't
like,
be disappointed.
I
you
also
will not
like
be disappointed.
The bear. I think that's also very
yeah.
important.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to really see that.
It is tough to judge through clothes sometimes.
Yes, I would agree.
Okay. All right. We'll make a note of that. Matt Money Smith is here.
Am I the only judge?
No, God no.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've got 500 judges out here right now.
No.
And the voting is open online until about 8 a.m. this morning.
So. Yes. So go online and vote.
You can vote, and you can also watch the proceedings if you can't join us in Fullerton. It's all at krock.com.
Can I get a laser pointer and be like Lorenzo Lamas?
That's a great idea.
Please,
are you
please.
Hot? I love it. We'll come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat right after this. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the World Famous.
Does anybody know where I can get any of those gay American Spirit cigarettes? Because I really could use one.
These were given to me by the owner of the Slide Bar.
Yeah. Yeah, he
this was a gift.
I take that back. Though.
I'm glad you did.
I apologize.
We are live in Fullerton this morning at the Slide Bar. Come on down, 18 and up. A toy at the door for our friends in the Marines for Toys for Tots this year. We'll get you in for the Miss Double December 2009 pageant, which is going to be on the stage in about 10 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. 10 minutes from boobies right here. Hey,
you better bring a toy, too, because if you don't, they're going to give you a hard look when you roll in here.
Get the stink
eye,
buddy.
I heard they take you to Gitmo.
Waterboarded.
Yep.
Hey, have all the girls arrived? Do we have any
We have a full
stragglers?
Complement. Full
all
complement of contestants. So we are ready to go in mere moments, but you're going to have to earn it. You have to suffer through about 8 minutes of show business. Before we get there.
What's going on, Ralph Garman?
Also want to let you know that we do have our first casualty. Our first KROQ listener was thrown out of the bar moments
Why?
Ago.
Yeah.
We don't
Drunkiness?
Know yet. We just saw him being lifted off his feet and removed from
it's
the premises.
It's not even 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
He showed up wearing one of those Rock-A-Wear shirts, and they just said, no,
really?
Gotta go.
This is just too ugly. We just can't have you come in, sir.
Lightning, by the way, says that thousands of webcam viewers already this morning on KROQ.com. And that's before the girls hit the stage.
Wow.
So it's really going to explode once the boobies are up there.
Thanks for the pressure, Bean.
I'm just saying, people are looking at you right now.
Now I'm doing a TV show. Hi, folks. Let's talk about showbiz, shall we? Paris Hilton in the news. They're going to give her another movie.
No.
Yeah. Word is that she's got the inside track to play Tinkerbell in a live-action movie about Tinkerbell being transformed into a real live girl. And then Tinkerbell does a sex tape with Night Vision.
Yeah, that's the only movie I need from her.
She's good at that.
Well, if you saw her in House of Wax, I mean, she really was great.
She is gifted.
How was she in Hottie and the Naughty?
Not as good.
Yeah.
More than Naughty.
I don't know who they're going to get to play the real live girl, though, if Tinkerbell turns into one, because she is not that.
That's true.
But she'll be making a movie, so that's good news for her. Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus in the news.
Yeah.
Rumors are that she is in discussions with her attorney about filing a petition of emancipation, which means she's divorcing her parents and wants to be on her own at 16 years old.
It's the first step right to hell.
She can't wait 2 years.
Oh,
just can't wait.
I can't wait 2 years. She'll be doing porn by then if she burns through all her Hannah Montana money.
Isn't the usual reason that a child actor, child star will ask for that is to control their own finances?
Yes.
Usually.
Because
yeah.
Your parents are hogging all the money or funds. Something, right? Yeah.
In this particular case, it's because her father, country legend Billy Ray Cyrus, is not happy with her new boyfriend, Justin Gaston. He is a 20-year-old underwear model. And Billy Ray thinks he's a bad influence. He also, according to sources, believes Justin is a mooch.
Je ne sais pas.
Who is trying to take advantage of his rich, young, successful daughter.
Shall you think Chicago?
Miley apparently left in tears after her dad ordered her to stop seeing Justin during a recent confrontation, and now she is going to divorce her parents
over
it.
Wow.
See, most girls, when they say, "Dad, I hate you. I'm going to always hate you. You won't let me see that scumbag who drives the Camaro." You know, and they go in their room and lock the door. She's going to take her money and
can run. Can you just do that? I mean, do you need any good reasons, or the court just grants it if you
want?
Well,
no, the court has to.
You got to say, "Hey, Dad is touching me." Things like that. Yeah. You know, it's not like you can't
just say,
"Dad
doesn't like my boyfriend," right?
No, they're going to have to put together a complete case and present it in front of a judge. But if she goes into a courtroom and says, "My dad sang Achy Breaky Heart."
Yeah.
Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Yeah. They'll say, absolutely. Here you go, stamp. You get to be on your own because no child should have to put up with that.
That's
really
true.
One of the best and saddest Hannah Montana episodes ever, Billy Ray Cyrus writes an original song about how
sad he plays her dad on the show.
Yeah,
right?
He plays her dad on the show about how sad he is. His daughter's growing up, and you can see how geeked he is to be singing this song on the show, like, yeah, I'm back. I'm back.
Big way.
This is a hit.
Then it's like, fart joke, Miley Cyrus gets goo in her hair, and it's like,
whoa!
Well, slime.
What did you just say?
Slime, but it's Nickelodeon,
yeah,
right?
It's like Nickelodeon.
She gets slime.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
What's wrong, Bean?
She's definitely got a case.
Hold on. What,
wait, Gene Simmons is here?
Hello, everybody. How are you? Listen, speaking of goo in your hair.
All right. Wasn't that too easy? Come on,
yeah,
Gene.
Come on.
Sorry.
Be creative.
Wanted to make an appearance.
If you don't even have to change it, Gene, it really doesn't count.
Go back in my corner. I apologize.
Yeah, all right.
Gene Simmons, a lot of people know. Full time in the corner at K-Rock.
Right.
I don't know how he does it. Just waiting.
By the way, Money, if you ever get a chance, speaking of Billy Ray Cyrus, you're going to have to rent yourself a movie called Bait Shop.
Bait Shop?
It's Billy Ray Cyrus and Bill Engvall.
Oh, come on.
It's a TV movie. In a hilarious action comedy about bass fishing.
About bass?
Yeah.
What do you got there? Some crappie? No, I got some panfish. All right, I got bait for that panfish. You got something for the bluegill? Yeah.
Billy Ray plays the biggest star in the sport of bass fishing, Hot Rod Johnson.
His name is not Hot Rod Johnson.
It is.
Or HRJ.
HRJ, as they call him.
Excuse me. Speaking of Hot Rod Johnson.
Oh, come on. He's taking over Gene Simmons.
Hey, if he can be me, I can be him.
Yeah, that's fair.
The hell with you, Psycho
Mike. Tell you about Bo Bachman.
You know what sucks? Corns.
The foot kind.
And communism.
And more teeny bopper news. The Cheetah Girls are breaking up.
No.
No. Wait, who are they again?
Cheetah Girls are girls who are fast, like cheetahs.
Isn't that
one of them just have pictures?
Yeah, yeah. Adrienne Bailon was recently nude on the internet. Well, her bottom half was nude.
Yeah.
But, however, the Cheetah Girls are saying that's not the reason they're breaking up. Keeley Williams, who apparently is another one of the Cheetah Girls.
Okay.
I don't know how many Cheetah Girls there are.
I don't either.
But she's one of them. Says that they're splitting up because Keeley and Adrian are working on solo albums, and Sabrina Bryan, the third Cheetah Girl, just wrote her first novel.
Oh my God!
A great American novel.
Yeah, so I'm thinking Pulitzer. That's what I'm guessing for the Cheetah Girl author.
Well, so. I don't even know if we can go on with the pageant today if the Cheetah Girls are breaking up. This is our 9/11.
Cheetah Girls breaking up. The Body Shop burned down. This is a bad day.
Bad news.
But
bad
we'll
news.
Have we'll have good news as we bring the girls out next for the Miss Double December.
Bean just said this is our 9/11 as if 9/11 wasn't the first 9/11.
This is our 9/11.
Right.
Those other people had a bad one that 9/11, but this is ours.
This is it.
Today's celebrity birthday is Frankie Muniz, who used to be on Malcolm in the Middle. Now he just counts his money and drives race cars. Yeah. He's 23 years old today. Comedian Margaret Cho is 40. I'm sorry.
Hey!
Margaret Cho is 40 years old. I said comedian. Yeah. I slipped up.
It's funny.
Johnny Resnick of Goo Goo Dolls is 43 years old today.
Hey, Lisa May, speaking of Goo Goo.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought we were all doing it.
And singer Little Richard is 76 years old today.
Lisa May, speaking of Little Dick. How about I tickle you?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, and this is what we've all been waiting for.
We are live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. You can come on down. A toy, please, for Toys for Tots and the U.S. Marine Corps to get in, 18 and up, or you can watch it, as many are right now, at KROQ.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Double December 2009. Hit it, Steve! That Steve was able to make it to the broadcast, by the way.
As an honor, what would we have done?
Sing it if you know it.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my this is hot.
Yeah. On the main stage here at the Slide Bar, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your MC today, Ralph Garman, in a suit.
Thank you all for coming today. We will be breaking the pageant up into two rounds. Our first round will be the young ladies wearing their evening wear and performing their talents. And then the second round is the long-awaited bikini section, where I'll be asking each of the girls a pertinent question to try it a little bit, to learn a little bit more about them. So please stay tuned as we start the competition. Let's start with our first talent competitor, Crystal. Let's bring Crystal to the stage, the lovely and talented Crystal.
Oh, my.
Crystal. Oh, yeah.
Crystal is taller in person.
Oh, man.
You would join me to the front of the stage here. Now, Crystal's talent is playing the clarinet. She's going to play Jingle Bells, a holiday favorite. And how long have you been playing the clarinet, Crystal?
I actually taught myself over Thanksgiving weekend.
So we're about a week into your clarinet history.
And I actually didn't practice since the show, so I'm hoping it sounds okay.
Excellent.
That's the kind of dedication we like.
I like when that.
She hasn't practiced since she performed it on the show earlier.
Taking it pretty seriously.
Do you need me
like
to hold the music for you?
I actually do. Yeah.
Well, I'd do anything for you.
Ralph's going to hold the music.
And I'm going to mic your clarinet as you stick that long thing in your mouth. And play.
It's a clarinet. That's what it is.
What? This is Crystal 23 from Anaheim, by the way.
Here you go.
And she is going to be playing clarinet for us. Jingle Bells now, Miss Double December 2009 pageant.
I won't laugh.
Okay.
Kidding me?
Ladies and gentlemen, Jingle Bells.
She was really blowing that thing.
The lovely and talented Crystal. Crystal, thank you so much. Look at your boobs. Look at
those. Your boobs. Yeah, she looks cold, by the way, Ralph.
She is cold and tall.
She's not only wearing a barely there little top, but the tiniest little mini skirt you've ever seen. And it's like 40 degrees out. Fantastic. God bless her.
Let's bring up Stacy now to the stage. Stacy, would you please join me up on stage?
Contestant number two, darling. 24 from Huntington Beach, joining Ralph on the stage now.
Stacy, what will your talent be today?
Making my boobs bounce.
Put them on the glass. Put them on the glass.
Stacy can make her boobs bounce. Now, you're not going to do this by jumping up and down. You're going to do it internally, correct?
Right.
I love it when it's internal.
Like a horse.
All right, Stacy, here she is with her bouncing boobs.
This should be a crowd pleaser, I imagine.
Hey, cameraman, how about zeroing in?
We're going to need a little of that over here. A little of that for the judge over here, huh?
All right, she's bouncing each boob individually. Can you make them bounce together at the same time? All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the grand finale. Our judge didn't see it, so you might have to go over and do it for
right
him.
Here. Right here.
On your own time.
All right, let me see and make sure this is legitimate. How about that? All right.
We can play our bouncing.
Legitimate?
All
right. Yep.
She wasn't lying, was she, buddy?
No, she was not.
She was really doing it right there.
Next to the stage is Janelle, everyone. Please give a big hand for Janelle.
Janelle's 22 from Laverne.
And she's bringing props out with her, I see.
I feel like a stripper DJ. Janelle to the stage, please. Hey, Janelle to the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Janelle.
That top is barely staying on.
Now, Janelle, what is your talent?
Hold on, let me set up my magic trick first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with magic, Ralph.
I didn't mean to ask you to speak and to move a cup at the same time. I apologize. I don't know what I was thinking. What is your trick, Janelle?
I'm going to make a coin disappear, and I'm going to make this coin disappear into my boobs.
The coin is going to disappear into your boobs.
Wow, okay.
Lucky, lucky coin.
There's plenty of room in there, I'll tell you that.
Do you need a volunteer?
I need you. I need Bean.
You need Rock. Hell yeah.
Bean, can you join us up here on stage? That dress is so in danger of coming down.
Unless people in the city are listening.
Right.
Nice Bean's posture keeps getting better.
Okay, you're going to take this magic stick.
Bean's taking the magic stick.
You're going to take the magic stick. Sorry, man.
First one he's ever handled.
Magic stick, and you're going to say, Janelle is going to be the new Miss Double December 2009, and the coin will disappear into my boobs.
Those are the magic words,
wow.
Huh? Okay. Bean, you ready?
Ready. Janelle will be Miss Double December 2009. Poof.
I gotta put this over here.
Well, what the hell? That's the magic word. It's supposed to disappear.
She's covering up the cup.
All right. Right way. Hold on. Give me some time.
We've got nothing but time. It's just live radio.
Nothing.
Look at that. Gone.
Woo!
It's hard for you to see in the audience, but that.
And there it is.
Nothing translates to radio like magic.
The coin leapt from the table into her cleavage. Janelle, thank you so much. Thank you for... And she's tipping the audience by throwing a quarter out there. Janelle,
nicely
thank you
done.
So much. How are we doing on time, fellas?
We're good.
We're good?
Janelle told us, by the way, when she was in the studio that she got that trick from YouTube.
From YouTube.
Excellent.
Who said you can't learn anything on YouTube?
You mean you, boob.
Oh!
No, you didn't.
How did you do it?
Next, joining us up on the stage as we continue the Miss Double December pageant, the lovely Nicolette.
Nicolette,
please join us, won't you?
Nicolette is 23 from Covina on the stage.
She's tiny,
yeah.
Nicolette, you're such a little girl with such big boobs. What is your trick going to be today in the talent competition?
I'm going to stick my fist in my mouth and put my foot to my face, but I've never done it in high heels before, so I'm going to try it.
That's what I like. She's in a mini skirt and high heels, and she's going to touch her foot to her head.
Yeah, is that going to be PG-13? Or
sure.
Yeah, I have a bathing suit bottom.
Oh, wow. She has a bathing suit.
I love my job.
He does. Wow.
That's cheetah.
Now you're gonna put your fist in your mouth and touch your foot to your face.
At the same time while standing up.
At the same time while standing up in high heels.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'd like to see that.
Can we eliminate the middleman and just have you stick your foot in your mouth? All right. Let's go with what you had planned.
Change things up, Ralph.
Here we go. This is Nicolette putting her fist in her mouth.
She certainly is.
And touching her foot to her face. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. Remarkable achievement. Congratulations, Nicolette. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I have socks with more material than her entire dress, by the way.
Nicely done.
Beautiful,
just
Nicolette.
Had that in her mouth, and I shook her hand.
Yes, yep. She did.
And this is the last contestant for this section of the talent competition. We'll be bringing you more after the commercial break. But lastly, for this segment, let's bring up Sabrina.
23 years old from Costa Mesa.
Hi, Sabrina. Look at you. Come join me down here in the middle of the stage so everyone can get a look at you.
I take it Sabrina is our belly dancing friend.
Nothing gets past you, Bean. You are Mr. Perceptive.
He's quick.
How long have you been belly dancing?
Not long at all. I just learned in 3 days.
These girls are coming up with their talents on the spot.
We have a great deal of commitment from our contestants.
Do we have some belly dancing music we can play for Sabrina?
We do. I'm getting it queued up as we speak. Is she going to be able to hear this?
I don't
know.
She
should be able to. Yeah, she should be able to.
All right. Are you ready, Sabrina?
Yes.
Here we go, guys.
There you go.
This could be the best show we've ever done.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Holy.
Unbelievable. You can put your eye out with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sabrina. Woo! Our belly dancing competitor. Thank you, Sabrina.
Three
I'm moving to Dubai.
By the way, don't forget, the voting is still open. If you want to go to krock.com, you can see video of all the girls, pictures, questionnaires, about 45 more minutes. You can still cast your vote through at krock.com. And then I guess we'll take a quick break. Ralph, come back with part two.
The rest of our talent competition.
Can we get the clarinet girl back out?
We have Cassandra, Camry, Danielle, and Roxanne, and we will talk to them and have them show you their talents when we get back on K-Rock. All right, the song you're listening for to win tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008 is this hour, and it's Commodore's Brick House.
No,
you go to krock.com, and then you find out that it's Paramore Decode. That's what you do. You go to the website and find out what the song is that you're listening for.
What was it, though?
I didn't say. 7:20 on the Kevin and Bean Show, back from Fullerton with the Miss Double December 2009 pageant in a moment. Part two of the talent competition. First, Lisa May's got traffic.
The update is brought to you by OCRegister.com in Woodland Hills. A vehicle fire reported. 101 eastbound at Winnetka. Lanes reportedly blocked there. In East L.A., a solo car spin-off at the 6th eastbound at the 5. That's in the number 2 lane. What do they want me to do exactly?
Take off your jacket.
What?
Take it off. Shake that ass.
You guys have plenty of boobs.
They love you. Take it off.
There's no such thing.
Northwest.
Take off your sweater.
Take it off.
North 110 before 51st. There's a stall in the left lane. 210 eastbound beyond the 2, a camper shell in lanes.
Do a crab walk.
Today through Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs will be in the upper 60s.
Put your fist in your mouth.
The Orange County Register can help you save on everyday stuff. Find hundreds of coupons in the Sunday Register each week and online at ocregister.com/shopping. Real savings for real life. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock
Traffic. Light your farts.
Slidebar. Fullerton is where we are. This Double December 2009 pageant. And congratulations to Julio Valenzuela from Riverside. One tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2008. What? What are you saying, sir? Night number 2, you can win yours. Go to krock.com and find out what song to listen for. Just be caller 20 when you hear it. Ralph Garman, what's happening on the big stage here in Fullerton?
We are more than halfway through our talent portion of our competition for the Miss Double December pageant.
We're still calling it that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I'd like to bring up our next contestant, the lovely Cassandra. Cassandra, please join me on stage. Oh, look how beautiful.
Cassandra Step with is me. 23 from Chino Hills.
Chino!
And Cassandra, what is your talent?
I'm going to be juggling balls.
Now, Cassandra, I've been asking all the girls about their talents. How long have you been working with balls?
Actually a year.
You've been working the balls. You've been handling the balls for a year. And they're blue balls, too, which I think is lovely.
Yes, they are.
So, Cassandra, without any further ado, please juggle your little heart out.
Mostly doing one at a time, but still.
Wow, a year, huh?
Look at that.
There we go.
Are we dead? Uh-huh.
That is some good ball handling.
Yeah, oh, there we go. There was a complete juggle.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Cassandra.
And her balls.
And her her magic balls.
I haven't seen anyone handle balls that well today.
Someone just lost a ball. Thank you, Cassandra.
Well done.
Nicely done.
Woo!
Next up on the stage is the lovely Camry. Camry, please join me here at the front of the stage.
Camry is 22. She is from Norco.
951!
Camry, step down here if you would.
Wow, Camry is taller than you are in those heels, Ralph.
She's a big girl. And by that, I mean tall. Now, Camry, originally your trick was going to be involving popcorn, right? Yeah,
but I forgot my popcorn today, so I'm just going to crack some.
Well, you did have one thing to remember.
Your talent involves popcorn, and you forgot the popcorn. Now, what do you do instead?
I'm going to crack every bone in my body.
Oh!
Crack every bone in her body. There's a joke in there about a bone in her body, but I'm going to leave it alone. Can we turn down the music so we can hear her cracking?
Let's all be very quiet so we can all hear
Now, you tell me what you're going to crack as you crack it, and I'm going to put the microphone up there, okay?
Okay, I'm going to try and crack my neck now.
Okay. Okay, that hurt.
Other way?
Wow. Now what?
I'm
now what?
I'm gonna do my wrist.
I'm gonna be sick. Oh!
Ask her if she can crack her boobs.
Oh!
That is awful. That is terrible.
There we go, Camry and her musical bones.
Wait a minute. As she said, every bone. What about that little ear bone? The smallest bone in your body, in the ear.
Don't get picky. Thank you, Camry. Thank you for cracking yourself in front of everyone.
How do you learn to do that?
Can she dislocate her jawbone?
Like a snake?
Yay, yay.
Next up on the stage is Danielle. Danielle,
yeah.
Lovely
yeah,
to
Danielle.
See you. Please join me down here in the front. Danielle, you look lovely, by the way. If you'd be so kind, please explain for the crowd what your talent is.
I'm going to swallow a shot of vodka while cartwheeling.
Now, for those of you who didn't hear, Danielle will swallow a shot of vodka while she is cartwheeling. So please, we need complete silence for this trick. It's very difficult. Don't try this at home.
She's also wearing a very short skirt.
And high heels.
And yeah. High heels.
I will hold this for you.
I'm actually going to do it very
Danielle, 21, from Covina, by the way.
All right, that was a...
Pouring the vodka in the shot glass.
That is a generous shot.
Grey Goose, Grey Goose.
Let's give her a little room. Let's give her a little room. She's going to take the heels off for the cartwheel.
Probably a wise choice. Heels.
You ought to be watching on KROQ.com because there's no way that dress stays on if she does a cartwheel. There's no way.
Yeah, yeah.
Give the shot.
Right,
there's
the shot. Shot. And now the cartwheel.
And the cartwheel.
Oh, yes. And our boots popped off.
Yep.
That is unbelievable.
Nice on hips.
You might want to pull your dress up, darling. You might want to pull your dress up a little bit. Thank Jeez. You so much.
Or not. I mean, that's up to you.
It's like I'm watching cable TV and I'm 8 years old. And I saw a nip. I saw it. Hey!
The founding fathers of Fulgent are watching, so I wanted to keep everything on the up and up. And the final... Who made this order, by the way?
I don't know.
The final talent in the competition is going to be Roxanne. Roxanne, please join me on stage, if you would.
24 years old, from Huntington Beach.
The reason I ask about the order is because our big finish is a girl spitting bubbles off
her
tongue.
True.
Yeah,
that's
no.
true.
That
is true.
Roxanne, please step down here so everyone can get a good look at you. What is your talent, Roxanne?
Well, it was blowing spit bubbles off my tongue, but...
You forgot to bring your tongue?
So... Psycho Mike suggested jumping jacks.
Well, jumping jacks.
Better.
I mean, all right.
Jumping jacks? Yeah.
Yes, instead of blowing spit bubbles, she will be doing jumping jacks in heels. How many jumping jacks will you be doing for us today?
100. Sorry.
10. I think 10 is the answer.
Okay.
10.
All right. Please enjoy jumping jacks from Roxanne.
Yeah.
This is the reason the internet was invented. This event right here. One.
What? Oh,
okay. Wait a minute.
But you got to start over.
Help me count.
Right. Help you count. Okay, we'll count along with her.
Start over at one.
Ready? One, two, three,
Look at
four,
those.
Three,
four,
three,
four,
three,
four,
two,
three,
one. There we go.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We found out she can count to 10.
Yeah. I am shocked that almost everyone's dress stayed on for their talent competition.
Almost.
Yeah. Almost.
Almost.
This is very impressive.
That's it for the talent portion of our competition. The double December pageant.
Got a little live musical performance coming up next here on the world famous K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
Yay, yay.
And it's the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live in Fullerton at the Slide Bar for the Miss Double December 2009. You can come on down if you're in the... Hot Cheetos to you as well, my friend. You can come on down if you're in the area. We ask that you bring for our friends in the United States Marine Corps a new unwrapped toys. We are collecting for Toys for Tatas here today. Or if you don't make it here today, please try to contribute to Toys for Tots somewhere else in Southern California. You can get all the details at toysfortots.org. Former sports guy Matt Money Smith up here on the dais with us, along with our friend Lisa May, Ralph Garman.
What the hell's a dais?
What is it called?
This
I'll take
it.
Area. Or is it a dais?
A dais.
Dais? Did I screw it up?
I don't know.
Rock me on my dais.
I don't know that word either.
I can't pronounce vowels, buddy. That's my problem.
It's all those puppies keeping you up at night.
And we are going to have bikinis and interviews of the Miss Double December 2009 contestants here in just a few minutes. First, though, ladies and gentlemen, special guest stopping by here at Fullerton today. Please give it up for Spencer Pratt from the Hills.
What's up?
Spencer.
Everybody. Hey, what are you booing me for, dog? Don't you recognize this is the real player for real?
Spencer, what are you doing here today? Shouldn't you be on your honeymoon with Heidi right now?
You know what I'm doing right now?
What?
I'm making all these people in Fullerton jealous to see a Beverly Hills player.
Yeah?
Yeah, sick dog.
You're kind of slumming
hey,
a little
man,
bit to come
up?
Down
what's
Orange County.
Those are pretty sick sunglasses. Those Fendi, brah? All right, Chief. Thanks, Captain. All right, Tiger.
Spencer, I would think that, that the Miss Double December 2009 pageant would be something that you would be excited about because these are all young and beautiful
That's
and
right.
busty chicks. You
That's
must be
right.
very happy with the crop of the girls that we've got for this year.
Look, let's not kid around. Heidi, my girl, my love, she's the supreme
Your
being.
Wife?
She's the supreme being. She's what every girl should aspire to be because she's ridiculously dumb. She has low self-esteem.
Wow.
She's really thin and has giant knockers, and that's all a girl should have.
Wow.
You listen out there? Ladies, are you listening? I have my responsibilities, and that's to make the bling bling. That's to fill my pockets with moolah. And you have your responsibility to have giant cans and floppity collagen-filled lips. All right.
Now, Spencer, you were here for the talent portion of the competition.
That's right. I like your hoodie, by the way, Kevin. That's
Thank
sick.
You.
Dude, what is that? Where'd you get that? Did you get that at Kitson?
I don't know. No, I didn't get it. I can guarantee I didn't get it at Kitson.
All right, Chief. Thanks, Captain.
All right. Now, Spencer, I can't help but notice that you have a guitar.
I do.
You're going to do a little song for us down here?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, no. The truth is I've been working on my album for a while now with Scott Storch, and... you know, like you said, this is an event of these girls. They really worked hard. They tried hard. And it took a lot of courage to get out here, guys, for them to get up here, especially in a bikini. So I wrote this song specially for them. I'm going to debut it here at the Slide
Wow.
Bar.
Wow. So some encouragement. You're actually going to be nice for a change.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Like I said, listen up, guys.
Spencer Pratt.
Hit it, Steve. Took a lot of courage for these girls to get up here, all right? So listen to these words. You're a fat-ass bitch and you need to lose weight.
What?
You've been putting on pounds at an alarming rate. I don't understand why you don't just sew your mouth shut. Because you ain't getting younger, bitch, it's almost too late.
Spencer.
You only have one job, it's to be thin. I want to see your ribs poking through your skin. Pretty sure all you girls should only have one chin. And you ain't holding up to your end of the bargain. Sting it!
Sting what?
When it comes to dieting, Hitler had it right.
What?
Oh.
What?
Oh. You're the perfect weight for someone Yao Ming's height. He's 7'5". The biggest you should ever be is size 0. Kate Moss should be your hero. You're a fat ass bitch and you need to lose weight.
Wow, this is not nice. This is ugly, actually.
You've been looking kind of portly as of late.
These girls weigh like 90 pounds.
Your lack of self-esteem, it is all good. And bulimia is highly misunderstood. All right. All the ladies in the house, you gotta help me sing. Don't fill your mouth with no greasy chicken wing. Here we go. Ready, girls? Fat, 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 fat. Fat, 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 fat. I want to hear you, ladies. Fat, 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 fat. Looking kind of fat now. Fat, 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 fat. All right. Like usual, you girls let me down. So I'm counting on you fellas.
Yeah.
All the fellas in the house, can you help me sing along?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can agree with this song. Fat, 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 fat. Yeah.
Wow.
Fat, 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 fat. One more time, yeah. Fat, 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 fat. Let's do a bonus round. Say fat, 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 fat. When it comes to diet, Gandhi had it right. You're the perfect size for someone Yao Ming's height. He's 7'5". Your lack of self-esteem shouldn't rock the boat. Just go to the bathroom, stick your finger down your throat. Let me hear you say, you're a fat ass bitch and you need to lose weight.
Okay, Spencer. That's nice.
You're a fat ass bitch and you need to lose weight.
Spencer.
Bitch, and you need to lose weight.
Wow.
Cause you ain't getting any younger, and it's almost too late.
Yeah, the girls are 22 or something.
Wow.
So. Ladies and gentlemen, you love him, you hate him. Spencer Pratt from the Hill stopping by.
That was your tribute to the girls?
Pretty sick, right, Chief?
We've got Ralph Garman standing by with the movie beat.
I need
then,
bottle service over here, Captain.
And then part two of the Miss Double December 2009 pageant continues live from Fullerton right
Make
after this
rain.
On the world famous K-Rock.
The update is brought to you by the gas company, Semper Energy Utility. Don't even start with me, people.
Don't even start with me.
Don't even start with me.
Stop loving.
loving me.
Stick of liking me.
I hate it.
Back up to Oso Parkway, West 22 at Euclid and Garden Grove. There's an injury wreck with a vehicle that rolled over. That's slow for Fairview Boulevard. I know, bummer, right? South 405 at Valley Vista and Sherman Oaks, a wreck in the third lane from the left. That's slow from Burbank Boulevard. 8-car pileup, I-5 southbound at Balboa Boulevard at the north end of the valley. The carpool lane is blocked, and you're slow from Calgrove. Today through Sunday, sunny skies. Highs will be in the upper 60s to the mid-70s. To help keep you safe, the gas company adds a distinctive odor to natural gas so leaks can easily be detected.
Money's
to learn what to do,
use
SoCalGas.
My gas is natural.
Important safety tips. Visit SoCalGas.com. It's the gas company, a separate energy utility, glad to be of service. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, boys and girls, about a half a dozen new movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend. Several of them are only in limited release here in Los Angeles and New York City. One is going into major release, so we're going to talk about a couple of them real quick before we get back to the Miss Double December pageant. First is a small film coming out of Australia called The Black Balloon. It is the story of Star Jones.
Really?
No, actually, apparently it is about an autistic man and his sister trying to develop a normal life together. Toni Collette, who you may remember as the mother from The Sixth Sense.
Yep. Great actress.
Stars in this film along with Reese Wakefield and Luke Ford. Also in limited release today is Frost Nixon. This is the fictional... You're right.
You can't make that noise.
So excited.
How can you make the erection noise over a movie about David Frost interviewing Richard Nixon?
It was
Nixon?
This huge play on Broadway.
Okay, and, fine.
Oh, the two of you, please.
Huge play on Broadway.
Mutual suicide
coming
pact.
Coming to L.A. You had
a
movie.
You have to have a different sound for something you're excited about than your boner sound.
I'm not a crook.
Seriously. Oh.
I didn't make that sound on purpose. It was just a natural
reaction.
You need
a different sound, though.
To the new Ron Howard film. It just looks so amazing.
This is the movie version of the play that was very successful, Lisa mentioned, on Broadway. About the behind the scenes of Richard Nixon being interviewed by David Frost, Frank Langella stars as Nixon, and people are already talking Oscar about his performance. Kevin Bacon, Michael Sheen also star. Ron Howard, as we mentioned, is the director. Here's a little scene from the movie. Sam Rockwell is also in the film. He's telling David Frost how his character is talking about how he feels about Richard Nixon.
Right now, I submit it's impossible to feel anything close to sympathy for Richard Nixon. He devalued the presidency, and he left the country that elected him in trauma. The American people need a conviction, pure and simple. The integrity of our political system, of democracy as an idea, entirely depends on it. And if in years to come people look back and say it was in this interview that Richard Nixon exonerated himself, that would be the worst crime of all.
Oh!
Really going over well with this audience.
Yeah.
They can't
look, they're spellbound.
They're political animals. You can tell.
That guy just fell on a pointed stick.
Boring.
Fell on a potato, I heard. Also opening this weekend is Cadillac Records in limited release. It is the story of Chess Records.
Hello there.
The Chicago-based record label that was founded by Leonard Chess, played by Adrian Brody in this film. It gave rise to the musical careers of such legends as Etta James, Chuck Berry, many other rhythm and blues pioneers. Beyonce stars as Etta James in this film, and Mos Def is Chuck Berry in the film. It's pretty cool.
Also looks amazing, this movie, by the way.
Here's a scene between Adrian Brody, playing the head of Chess Records, talking to Beyonce, talking about a song that they're recording. Here she is playing Etta James.
I gave you a damn good track. You want it, you sing.
Fine, go home. Go home. Forget it. Everybody go home. It's a wrap. My mistake. You ain't woman enough for that song.
Well, I'm plenty woman.
Oh, yeah? I think that's what it's about being in love. You know what that is?
I know about love.
Yeah? Motherfucker, walk out on you? Huh? Not only did he walk out on you, he's taking another broad down the aisle. You know what that feels like, baby? Huh?
Give me another one.
You heard her. You want another one.
Wow.
There you go.
Anything for me?
Anything for you? Yes, Kevin, we have something for you. Right, something good. In wide
There's
release
a bad
today.
Comedy?
Yeah. No, it's not a bad comedy. It's a bad action film.
Oh, all right. Good for you.
Punisher, Warzone.
Yeah.
Punisher.
That was Bean's born name.
That's right, the Punisher. Ray Stevenson is the third actor to take on the character of Frank Castle, also known as the Punisher from Marvel Comics. He is a former FBI agent who goes underground into New York City to take out the New York City underworld. This is the third film version of this. Dolph Lundgren originated the role.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Then Thomas Jane tried it in 2004. Didn't work for a year after that movie came out.
Okay.
So maybe Ray Stevenson could do a better job with Punisher Warzone. Here is a scene where the Punisher is talking to an old friend who is a priest about the lifestyle he's now living.
And a potato.
Why do you do this?
Somebody has to punish the corrupt.
For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
Matthew 7-2. I'm okay with that.
God be with you, Frank.
Sometimes I'd like to get my hands on God.
Sometimes I'd like to get my hands
the
on God.
The Punisher is going to punish God.
Wow.
That's what's going to happen.
But after he says that, then he shoots a lot of people and things blow up. So, Kevin, it's right up your alley.
I'm in.
Punisher War Zone.
Is Richard Nixon in that one, too?
Sadly, he is not.
That I can't go see it.
No. He's in The Liar War Zone. It's a whole different film. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
We are back in 4.
Yeah!
World famous K-Rock 106.7 KRQ.
Was that Mayor Antonio Mirigosa?
It was. I don't know how I got here.
What the hell are you doing here?
I don't know. Jay, how are you?
We are at the beautiful slide bar in Fullerton, host of last year's pageant. We are back. We are outside. We've got a big stage. The man in the suit in front of us, ladies and gentlemen, your MC for the morning, Ralph Garman.
Thank you so much.
Before I find out where we are, you go.
I know where we are. We're at the slide bar.
You go to krock.com.
Kevin. How many drinks have you had?
Kevin and Bean section, and you can click on the link to watch it through krock.com right now, as many are. And, of course, it's even better if you're here in person. Ralph, what have they missed so far?
Is voting still just open? Tuning in.
Voting is closed as of 8 o'clock this morning, so yeah. It is closed now.
So we are tabulating the results as we speak.
We have small children in the back counting, yes.
So far, we've gone through our talent competition. You've seen some amazing talents today. You've seen clarinet blowing. You've seen neck cracking.
Yeah.
You've seen juggling.
Jumping jacks.
And now we're going to bring the ladies out in their swimwear competition. I will be asking each of them an important question to try to learn more about how they think and feel. Okay, so if you'll please welcome to the stage once again, Crystal. Crystal, come on up.
He is a vision.
Crystal and a lovely black swimwear number. Nice. Please join me up here in the front of the stage, Crystal.
How tall is that woman, Ralph?
So how tall are you, Crystal?
I'm like 5'9", 5'10".
You're like 6 feet in heels.
But it's toe-toe like answering four now?
Yeah. She's 5'9", 5'10".
Crystal, let me ask you. As we all know, tough economic times have made many Americans desperate for cash. What is the craziest thing you've ever done for money?
Ooh, money? I have no idea.
You don't know what you did for money? You can't remember?
Take his.
There you go. Take his money.
Probably dance for friends.
You danced for friends for money?
Yeah.
Was that in a professional setting or just at a party?
Like I told you guys on air, I've only done it at home. So just for friends, like when they would come over. I used to work at a casino, so anything goes.
Hey, Ralph, ask her if she considers us friends.
Well, in a related story, how much money would it take you for you to have sex with Bean?
Oh.
Nothing.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Wait, does she mean
there's no amount of money?
Or does she mean that nothing is needed?
Crystal, thank you so much. Good luck.
Yeah.
Crystal, everybody.
Yay. Have I been insulted? Did I just get insulted?
Sure.
There's no amount of money, she's saying.
By the way, because the boobs are so spectacular, I don't think enough love is being given to the asses on some of these women, by the way.
Yeah, they're
total packages, these girls.
We could start a Miss Ass April competition, yes, I think, with these girls. Let's bring out our next contestant, Stacy. Stacy, come back up on the stage. Look how lovely she is.
Stacy from Huntington Beach.
This is the greatest show ever. Join me down here, Stacy.
She gives facials. For a living.
Whoa.
She gives facials. Facials for a living.
Are you a facialist?
No, I am a facialist.
I rented the facialist last night. Let me ask you a question, Stacy. If you could travel back in time and talk to yourself 10 years ago, what would you warn yourself not to do?
Boys.
Don't do boys.
I might have been a lesbian.
Would you go back and tell yourself to do girls?
Probably.
Well, there you go.
Come on, you guys like that.
Stacy, a regretful lesbian. Stacy, thank you.
Thank you.
There she is, ladies and gentlemen. Stacy.
Wow. That just happened.
Once again, let's bring Janelle up onto the stage for our next question.
22 years old, Laverne.
Swimsuit competition.
Former cheerleader.
Oh! Janelle, if you'd join me down here on stage.
What was that noise, Mike?
Janelle, if you could be a man for one day, what famous man would you choose to be and why?
Vince Vaughn, because he's a pimp.
There it is.
There you go.
Pimp. All right, thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Not a lot to that bikini, Ralph.
Nope.
Not much happening.
No.
There's a lot happening, but there's not a lot.
That's right, not a lot of it. Yeah.
There's a full moon out this morning.
Yes, it is.
Next up on stage, please once again welcome Nicolette. Nicolette joining us up on stage. The lovely Nicolette.
23 years old from Covina.
Oh!
Nicolette in a lovely leopard print bikini. Well, please join me down here on the stage.
Rawr.
I mean, all right.
Nicolette, here's your question. Congratulations. You've just been named Queen of the World. Now, as Queen Nicolette, what would your first royal law be that we all must obey?
Decriminalize marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Why does she know this crowd?
Everyone, spark up in honor of the Queen. Thank you so much, Nicolette.
Thank you.
Nice.
Good luck.
Nice
answer.
I hope
she runs for something that I can vote in. That's what I hope. That's fantastic news. Yeah.
And we'll have more questions and swimsuit right after the commercial break, but we have one more contestant before we take a break. Please bring Sabrina up on stage with your applause and love. The lovely Sabrina.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Sabrina's from Costa Mesa.
Come on. Sabrina, please join me down here on stage and join me with the rest of my life. All right, here's your question, Sabrina. God has decided to redesign men, and he's asked for your help. What changes would you make in men?
Their face.
Yes! Yeah, all you men with your face.
Yes. Please explain.
What about their faces you find
those
objectionable?
Those gnarly man faces.
All their faces. I think you're drooling.
Oh,
yeah.
Is there anything else about men in general you'd like to see change?
South Africa?
Oh, guys. It's true.
Get over it. She's right.
Thank you, Sabrina. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us on stage.
Yes.
Never has anyone lost the crowd quicker than Sabrina, by the way.
Never has anyone looked that amazing and been booed by a crowd of dudes.
She came out a winner. She left a loser. That's all I know.
Well, that's why you have an interview portion of the
pageant,
that's
right? Why we find these things out, people.
All right. We have four more girls for us to meet after the break.
Can we reenact that? Can I be Sabrina, Ralph? And
sure.
You ask the question?
Sure.
All right. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Former sports guy buddy now all taking right. The stage.
Sabrina, God has decided to redesign men. And he's asked your help. What changes would you make to men?
Their face.
Yeah.
We'll have more live from the slide bar in Fullerton. It's the Miss Double December 2009 pageant. We continue after this on the world famous K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show live from Fullerton. We are back at the slide bar for the second year in a row. Love this place.
Who is going to be inheriting the crown of Miss Double December from last year's winner, Cassidy? We're going to find out in just a few minutes here live on the radio and on the webcast at KROQ.com. Ralph Garman in a suit on the big stage here at the slide bar. Ralph, where are we in the competition right now?
We're about halfway through our swimwear and question and answer competition part of the Miss Double December pageant. So next, I'd like you to welcome up to the stage Cassandra, everybody. Cassandra coming back onto the stage. Look how lovely she is. Oh, you're very glittery, too. You're very sparkly.
There is nothing better than hot chicks for a radio broadcast.
There really isn't. Please join me down here in the center of the stage, Cassandra. And here's your question, Cassandra. A world-famous chef has fallen in love with you and has decided to create a dessert in your honor. What would be the ingredients in a Cassandra?
Okay, it would have some chocolate chip cookie dough, because that's no matter what the best thing ever.
I agree.
Some little kick in them, because that'll be all me.
For joining us up on stage. Fucking lovely.
What? I said his. I was talking about his.
You know we're on the air, right?
You
know we're on the air.
What is wrong with you?
Did you say that?
What is wrong with you?
You're fired.
Is that why you brought me here? To pin that on me, Kevin? What the hell?
Everyone's pointing at you.
I automatically assumed it was funny. He said something that was clearly inappropriate, not meant for the air.
What are you talking
Kevin
about?
Kevin needs to have his own 7-second delay. About?
I said English toffee.
Money's a broadcast professional.
Oh, my God.
That was unbelievable.
I said, look at his camera.
All right, shut up. We're running out of time.
Turn off. Hey, Elvis, turn off Kevin's mic for the rest of the broadcast, please.
Let's bring Camry up on stage, shall we? Camry, everybody.
22 from Norco.
Norco, right, Norco.
Camry, oh dear Lord. Please join me down here on the stage, Camry, if you would.
Note for next year, bikinis the whole time.
Yeah. Here's your, no, you can't rush dessert. You got to get through the entree first. Here's your question, Camry. In the future, California will not only make same-sex marriage legal, but mandatory. If you had to marry one woman, who would it be and why?
Katy Perry, because she's already singing about kissing a girl.
Great answer.
Nice.
And she's got an amazing rack, too.
Exactly.
That, too.
Camry, thank you so much for joining us up here on stage.
Man, I thought she was going to say Margaret Cho.
I thought you were going to say Margaret Thatcher. Let's bring Danielle up on stage, shall we, everybody? Let's hear it for Danielle. Woo! The lovely, lovely Danielle. Just sort of wearing a scarf.
That looks structurally unsound.
It sure does.
Brown pride.
Danielle, here's your question. Besides good looks, what's the one quality a guy has to have for you to consider having sex with him? Besides looks, what does he have to have before you say, yeah, I'd give that guy a toss?
Definitely a job.
It's a job.
A job!
Excellent advice for all you ladies out there.
Like
only bang the employed.
Excellent.
Damn it, eh?
Thank you so much, Danielle. And our final contestant in this, the second and final portion of our pageant, please welcome Roxanne to the stage. Roxanne? Then if you would join me here. The front of the stage. A lot of body art in today's show,
yes,
I've noticed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some nice tats.
Roxanne, here is your question. After you rub the genie's magic lamp, he tells you that due to the recession, he can only afford to give you one wish. What would that one wish be?
To be Miss Double December.
Oh, yeah.
Play into the crowd.
Sucking up to us, and we appreciate it. Thank you so much, and good luck. Roxanne, everybody.
Is Dave going to be able, the King of Mexico, is he going to be able to find a Miss Double December contestant to sleep with this year if they've all got tats?
Actually, we've decided that we're going to geld Dave like a racehorse.
I see.
Really? Yeah. So he's not going to be able to taint any of this year's contestants like he did.
The votes have been counted. The voting closed at KRock.com for your participation into the pageant outcome about 25 minutes ago or so. We will take a quick break here in Fullerton. And am I right? When we come back, we will unveil the top three finalists, right?
Absolutely, yes.
That'll all be straight ahead right here live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Check it out on KROQ.com. We'll return after this on KROQ.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. We are broadcasting live from Fullerton. We are at the Slide Bar for Miss Double December 2009.
Bobby!
Quite a crowd, by the way. The entire bar is packed back there.
Fantastic.
Thanks for coming out.
Great crowd here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Hey, Kevin, you know what we haven't mentioned in a while, if I can trust you to talk into a microphone?
I know what we have mentioned recently.
I do, too. Yeah. What do you get if you become Miss Double December 2009? What's in it for the chick who wins?
You get tickets to both nights of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Not too shabby.
You get a pair of tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2009.
Wow. Cool.
She attends all Kevin and Bean events next year as Miss Double December. And she gets a lingerie package from JT Intimates.
Nice.
Ooh. Okay.
Does she still get a year's supply of Astroglide?
I think the Astroglide
no
is
more optional. Astroglide?
No.
Oh. Sorry. All right, friction burns for the winner then.
Yeah. Raw dog.
Well, Ralph, I know the votes have been counted. It would be great for those of us up here and the rest of the crowd here at the Slide Bar to have a chance to look at the girls one more time before we start narrowing
down.
That's
what we're going to do, Beam. We're going to bring up all of our wonderful, lovely contestants
up on
the stage one last time.
Let's hear it for all the girls who entered this year. Especially the nine that made it to the finals here today for Miss Double December 2009.
Really, it's such an amazing bunch of girls. They're all so beautiful and talented and sweet and kind. And we want to thank all of them for coming out today. It's just tragic that there has to be one winner because each of you are worthy. However, we did tabulate the votes that the K-Rock listeners have been logging in on our website. And so we've narrowed it down to the top three. So these are the following girls I would like to stay on the stage. And the other girls, if you would please leave with our thanks.
and our good wishes.
And our love.
And our love. I'm asking to stay here on the stage. Crystal, Nicolette, and Cassandra, if you would please stay on the stage. The rest of you girls, thank you so much for coming out, really. You are all terrific, and you're all beautiful, and you're all worthy.
And I hope some of you will enter again next year, by the way.
Absolutely. These are our three top vote-getters right here. Crystal, Nicolette, and Cassandra are our three top vote-getters. Could I please have a bouquet?
Bouquet of flowers, yes.
What I'm going to do is announce our second runner-up in case one and two have a tragic accident together.
Were they running into each other?
Yeah. This person would take over.
Some sort of implant explosion that we don't foresee?
As Miss Double December. The second runner-up in the 2009 Kevin and Bean Miss Double December pageant, the second runner-up is Crystal. Thank you so much, Crystal. Thank you so much. Thank you for participating. You're lovely. We adore you. You're beautiful.
The girls are hugging like they do on TV when someone has to leave.
So now it comes down to either Nicolette or Cassandra as the winner of 2009 Miss Double December.
Start the drum roll again, please.
Of course, I will be announcing the first runner-up, meaning the one who is remaining would be the winner of the pageant.
Alex is standing to your left. She's got the tiara. She's got the sash. Miss Cleo's standing there with roses.
Miss Double December for 2009 is... going to be revealed right after this commercial message.
Yeah!
Boo! 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q back in Fullerton at the Slide Bar for the announcement of Miss Double December 2009.
We have been doing this for a long time now, the Miss Double December pageant. We all remember the beautiful Bridget back in 2002. Right. She handed the crown to Melissa in 2003, then Veronica 2004. Christy was Miss Double December after that. Yasmin Dave was the next Miss Double December.
Oh. Yeah, I had sex with her.
And then, of course, the beautiful Lauren in 2007. And unfortunately, this year's Miss Double December, Cassidy, is out of the state and was not able to join us today. But she, of course, won last year.
But she has sent a telegram.
Did she?
Yeah. Say congratulations to the winner.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah. Fortunately, we don't care about her anymore because we're about to meet a new, younger, hotter girl because that's how it works at the Miss Double December pageant. Ralph is on stage in a suit at the Slide Bar in Fullerton with just two girls left. Bring people up to speed with where we are, Ralph.
It all comes down to this after the talent portion and the evening wear and the bikini wear. It comes down to just two girls remaining. First of all, let's give a round of applause to all the girls who participated this year because they were all beautiful and lovely, and we enjoyed meeting each and every one of them. But after tens of thousands of votes cast by you, the K-Rock listeners, it comes down to these two girls, Nicolette and Cassandra. And now it's my great pleasure to announce the winner of this year's Miss Double December pageant. Miss Double December for 2009 is... Cassandra! Congratulations, Cassandra! You are Miss Double December for 2009... Nicolette, of course, our first runner-up. Should Cassandra not be able to complete her tasks for any reason, Nicolette would have to take over. Thank you so much, ladies. Congratulations to both of you. Cassandra, please walk down to the front of the stage and greet your subjects as Miss Double December 2009.
I hope Nicolette takes the runner-up position seriously. Remember, we did have one contestant who got knocked up during
that's
the race.
True. That's true. So, I mean, and had to drop out.
It's not an empty promise. I mean, there is a possibility that she will be pressed into service by Weenie Rose, certainly.
And I don't think we can...
The crowd is asking her to show her rack.
Yes, they are.
And she's opening her shirt.
Well, no. As well she should.
Because they are her calling cards, if you will.
As a matter of fact. Congratulations,
Cassandra.
Let's hear from the newest Double Day. Let's hear what her plans are during her reign and how she's feeling.
Cassandra, any thoughts now that you're the big winner?
Oh,
my gosh, thank you, everybody who voted for me. You don't realize how badly I wanted this. So, oh, my gosh, you don't understand. I owe you all, like, oh, my God. I'm so excited right now. I can't even talk. Okay. I'm, like, shaking.
Ask her what she owes them.
A viewing.
What do you owe them?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, never mind. You owe everyone who voted for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Work that out a little later.
Kevin, any ideas? Kevin, what she owes them?
I can't.
It's going to be a long day.
A family member might be watching this. Like, no, I can't.
And the interesting thing is, because this is your second time entering, right? You entered last year as well.
Yes, yes. I was determined to win, and yes. Thank you guys so much. Don't move me.
There you go, girls. Dreams do come true. That's what the moral of the story
is. As Cassandra continues to shake hands and meet the fans, let's play the Miss Double December theme song. Of course, this is now your song. They're talking about you. The brand new Miss Double December 2009 on the Kevin Avine Show on K-Rock.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Cassandra.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my p***s is hot.
Everyone, let's hear it for Cassandra.
Want to thank everybody that made this broadcast possible today, including the city of Fullerton for allowing us to be down here today. Our friends at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, which is where, if people want to stop by, Kevin?
122 East Commonwealth.
Also want to thank the United States Marine Corps for stopping by and all the great work that they do around the world day in and day out to keep us safe. Please go to toysfortots.org to find out information on how you can make a donation this holiday season. And special thanks to StickCam for joining us for all their help with today's webcast. One of the most, one of the best webcasts we've ever had. And thanks to everybody who tuned in to watch it. I think that's all we have from Fullerton here today, but we got a big weekend just ahead. And a big show this afternoon, and more coming back on Monday as well.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, starting, I believe, tomorrow afternoon, we're going to start giving away pit tickets for the K-Rock All Mississippi Christmas.
This afternoon.
This afternoon, yes.
That's this very afternoon. Yes.
Very confused about the day, sorry.
Ralph Garman, you can't wait to get out of that suit, can you?
No, I'm loving it. I'm gonna always wear a suit.
Wow. All right, live in Fullerton. Hey, anyone want to help us sing along a little Friday tradition that we call Don't Bogart Destroy?
Look at your boobs.
My friends.
Look at them.
Don't Bogart Destroy, my friends.
I guess if we're going to feel anything, we should smoke a whole bunch of it really fast.
I say that, Omar.
Don't bogart that joint, my friends. Pass it over to me.
Congratulations. Yeah. Fantastic.
Roll another one.
Does this take back to high school to hear this song, buddy?
Just like
yesterday.
By high school, I mean back when you were on the show?
Yes.
This one seems to be about when and I need another hit.
The beautiful Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Why not stick around for Foo Fighters? Also, Gorillaz, the new one from Rise Against, Nirvana, Incubus, and more on the way from K-Rock. Have a great weekend, everybody.
What are you, high?
Roll.
Roll. Bobot been on the 405 Roscoe Boulevard. Another one.
Roll.
Roll.
Roll. Rolling.
Just like the other one.
What are you, communist?
This one seems to be about
quit, spend,
I don't have another sin.
All right, big finish, Fullerton. Let's hear it.
Clearly, he's high.
So don't bogart that joint.
You got any weed?
Just pass it around. Don't bogart that joint. Friend. Just pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
Corn suck.
This is it.
We've had enough.
You guys were so baked, you didn't sound anywhere near as good as you thought you did. I was in the audience.
And here we thought the weed was inspiring us.
Time to disperse. Party's over.
This is like being in a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
So what did you not like about it?
Beginning, middle, end.
Can you be a little bit more specific than that?
No.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
This morning we crowned a brand new Miss Double December for 2009. We have highlights of the ceremony. You will meet the winner coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock. First, though,
Well, wait a minute. I don't even know what we're. What do you have planned for? You have something special planned here?
Just a little internal housekeeping, yeah. If you don't mind.
A little intervention.
What's going on? Just give us a second to handle something that we need to handle. Bean is cheesy.
He's a cheeseaholic.
What?
He is.
Bean loves cheese.
You're a cheeseaholic.
He does not like to eat cheese. He is cheesy. And he makes jokes that make us all sick. Now, we've been keeping a file for about the last month of Bean and the things that he says.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to face you with this. Bean, I want you to come face-to-face with your cheese and make sure you're happy with it.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now. Is this some sort of intervention?
It is.
Yes.
Confront the cheese, Bean. Recognize you have a cheese problem.
We were about to play Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
And Bean was introducing traffic. And Bean said...
Not just guns, but roses, too. Coming up next on KROQ 822, here's Lisa with traffic.
The updated...
Man.
All right,
that's
now,
terrible.
Having heard that, if you could take it yeah. back, would you?
Do you stand by that, sir?
I don't think it... I don't think it hurts anybody. I don't think it's...
Hurt
it's
wrong.
Anyone's
that's
day.
Where you're wrong.
It hurt me.
It hurts many.
That.
Guns and roses. That was the point. It was, yeah. just, a, it was just a throwaway. It wasn't meant to be hysterical or anything like that.
Oh, good. I'm glad it wasn't meant to be hysterical because it certainly would have fallen short of the mark.
He has to use band names and or lyrics to in almost everything.
Yeah.
Almost everything.
That's the cheese addiction.
So Ralph does a story about Justin Long in some movie called Whip It. And mm-hmm. I just want you to listen to Bean chomping at the bit before he finally gets to deliver his cheesy punchline.
Justin Long doesn't even want to be a rounder anymore. So much to the point that he was supposed to be in her new movie.
Uh-oh.
She's making her directorial debut in a movie called Whip It.
Okay, now right there, Bean's got the joke.
Right.
He's ready.
Oh, yeah.
He heard Whip It.
He's a greyhound looking at a mechanical rabbit at this point. This summer, that's supposed to be filming. Justin Long was cast in it, but now that they've broken up, he doesn't want to be near her in any way, shape, or form, so he has dropped out of the film.
You're kidding.
He will no longer even work with her.
Now, Bean doesn't care that you've moved on.
You can hear him taking the heavy breath, getting ready, just gearing up, getting a lot of air in his lungs, just ready to sell this thing.
You're not talking about Whip It anymore. Now you're talking about the relationship, and you've moved on.
Yes.
Ralph, is Whip It good?
Whip it. Oh, my God.
Dear God, I want to punch you right in the face.
Whip It real good.
Come on. Come on. All right, you happy with that, Bean? If you could take that one back, would you?
I am very pleased with that. I would do that again today.
I have to admit I was an accomplice in that one, so I have to
Kevin, you
myself.
Don't get it, man. The movie was named Whip It, and I
Whip
asked,
it
is Whip It good?
You
that is a reference to the Devo song. Come on, man.
You think you're too deep for us to understand it?
Right. M. Night Shyamalan?
You
we
don't
get
think
it.
We all thought of that, and then went, no.
And then we self-edited. We thought, whip it, good. No, that would be stupid. And
yes. We
didn't say it. So then we were doing Ask a 911 Operator.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much for Bean. He can't just...
Ask a 911 Operator, coming up after the news at 7 o'clock. I always heard that 911 is a joke, but I guess that's not the case anymore. Because...
You happy with that, Bean? Is that good?
Jesus Christ.
Come on, admit how bad that was.
Would you say that was good?
I would give that one back. I would throw that one out in the pod.
That's a catch and release program.
Yes, I think
we
so.
We were
Sorry
doing Breakfast
that.
With Weezer and Bean.
Come on,
cannot...
how many of these are there? This is absurd.
All. Endless.
We could go on for days, Bean, but we're just two more. This is when we were doing Breakfast with Weezer, and this is Bean's lyric addiction. And also today, it is our Breakfast with Weezer.
Yeah.
So yes. 8 o'clock this morning, tiny little place. K-Rock listeners, live performance, Breakfast with Weezer.
I am dying to ask, what's with the homies dissing my girl? I'm telling you, that's a question I've had for a long time, so I'm going to get that one out.
Really?
Wow.
You happy with that?
Dean, I reject you totally.
You heard I went over in the room, right?
Now that you've heard it again and you've heard no one laugh.
Really stunned silence.
Really just...
Yeah, I probably could
take that one back.
Could have cherry-picked that and maybe passed on that one, I guess.
So Bean is full of cheese, and at the end of the Breakfast with Weezer, he introduces the band, and he kind of gets a little full of himself and starts, now he's Mr. Announcer Man.
How about a shout-out to each of our fine musicians on the stage? Let's hear it for Pat on the drums, first of all. How about Scott, Weezer Dude, on bass?
Fine.
Brian playing some guitar. And also on the accents, singing lead, Rivers Cuomo.
What happened there? What was that?
When were you bringing the Lakers out all of a sudden?
And also on the axe. He plays the axe and he sings. Come on.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Honestly.
Bean, what's wrong with you?
Stop it.
You know how it is. Kevin, you more than anyone knows how it is. If you're on the air for 50 hours a week, whatever we are now, there's going to be seconds here and there that you wish you could take back. No, it's all live and not everything's going to be perfect.
But do you have any impulses that you turn down? Do you
Certainly.
Ever say, hey, that would be funny. Nope, maybe not. I'm not going to say anything. Has that
Absolutely.
Ever happened one time?
Of course, many times.
Oh, that scares me. Can you imagine what he's was deciding he not to say?
All of us are on the air all week long, and none of us turn into Don Pardo when we're talking about a band.
Hey, Rivers Fear, Rivers Cuomo.
And also on the accent, singing lead, Rivers Cuomo.
Just stop it.
Bean rocks.
Thank you, sir.
Just kidding.
If I do say so myself, it was a lot of fun out there in Fullerton this morning. A lot of boobs, by the way. And we did crown a new Miss Double December for 2009.
Those of you that missed it, a few highlights.
This is Crystal 23 from Anaheim, by the way.
Here you go.
And she's going to be playing clarinet for us. Jingle bells now, Miss Double December 2009 pageant.
Ladies and gentlemen, jingle bells. She was really blowing that thing.
The lovely and talented Crystal. Crystal, thank you so much. Look at your boobs. Look at your boobs. Yeah. Stacey, what will your talent be today?
Making my boobs bounce.
Put them on the glass. Put them on the glass.
Stacey can make her boobs bounce. Now, you're not going to do this by jumping up and down. You're going to do it internally, correct?
Right.
Hey, cameraman, how about zeroing in?
We're going to need a little of that over here. Little of that for the judge over here, huh?
You feel like a stripper DJ. Janelle to the stage, please. Hey, Janelle to the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Janelle.
That top is barely staying on.
Now, Janelle, what is your talent?
Hold on, let me set up my magic trick first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with magic, right?
I didn't mean to ask you to speak and to move a cup at the same time. I apologize. I don't know what I was thinking. What is your trick, Janelle?
I'm going to make this coin disappear into my boobs.
The coin is going to disappear into your boobs.
Wow, okay.
Lucky, lucky coin.
There's plenty of room in there, I'll tell you that.
Nothing translates to radio like magic.
Nicolette, you're such a little girl with such big boobs. What is your trick going to be today in the talent competition?
I'm going to stick my fist in my mouth and put my foot to my face, but I've never done it in high heels before, so I'm going to try it.
Here we go. This is Nicolette putting her fist in her mouth.
She certainly is.
And touching her foot to her face. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. And Cassandra, what is your talent?
I'm going to be juggling balls.
Oh! Danielle, you look lovely, by the way.
Thank you.
If you'd be so kind, please explain for the crowd what your talent is.
I'm going to swallow a shot of vodka while cartwheeling.
Now, for those of you who didn't hear, Danielle will swallow a shot of vodka while she is cartwheeling. So please, we need complete silence for this trick. It's very difficult. Don't try this at home.
No way that dress stays on if she does a cartwheel. There's no way.
Yeah.
Give the shot.
Right,
there's
the shot. There's and now the cartwheel.
And the cartwheel.
Oh! Yes. And our boobs popped off.
Yep.
That is unbelievable.
I saw it.
You might want to pull your dress up, darling. You might want to pull your dress up a little bit. Thank Jeez. You so much.
Or not. I mean, that's up to you.
It's like I'm watching cable TV and I'm 8 years old. And I saw a nip. I saw it. Hey!
How many jumping jacks will you be doing for us today?
100. Sorry.
10. I think 10 is the answer.
Okay.
10.
All right. Please enjoy jumping jacks from Roxanne.
Yeah. This is the reason the internet was invented. This event right here.
1, 2, 3.
Look at
four.
Those.
3, 4, 2, 3, 1. There we go. Thank you so much. So far, we've gone through our talent competition. You've seen some amazing talents today. You've seen clarinet blowing. You've seen neck cracking.
Yeah.
You've seen juggling.
Jumping jacks.
And now we're going to bring the ladies out in their swimwear competition. I will be asking each of them an important question to try to learn more about how they think and feel, okay? So if you'll please welcome to the stage once again, Crystal. Crystal, come on up. As we all know, tough economic times have made many Americans desperate for cash. What is the craziest thing you've ever done for money?
Ooh, money? I have no idea.
Let me ask you a question, Stacey. If you could travel back in time and talk to yourself 10 years ago, what would you warn yourself not to do?
Boys.
Don't do boys.
I might have been a lesbian.
Would you go back and tell yourself to do girls?
Probably.
Well, there you go.
Come on, you guys like that.
Stacey, a regretful lesbian. Stacey, thank you.
Thank you.
Nicolette, here's your question. Congratulations. You've just been named Queen of the World. Now, as Queen Nicolette, what would your first royal law be that we all must obey?
Decriminalize marijuana.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Why does she know this crowd?
Everyone, spark up in honor of the Queen. Thank you so much, Nicolette. All right, here's your question, Sabrina.
God has decided to redesign men, and he's asked for your help. What changes would you make in men?
Their face.
Yes!
Yeah, all you men with your face.
Yes!
Please explain.
What about their faces you find
those
objectionable?
Gnarly man faces.
All their faces. I think you're drooling.
Oh,
yeah.
Is there anything else about men in general you'd like to see change?
South Africa?
Oh, guys. It's true.
Get over it. She's right.
Thank you, Sabrina. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us on stage.
Yes.
Never has anyone lost the crowd quicker than Sabrina, by the way. And here's your question, Cassandra. A world-famous chef has fallen in love with you and has decided to create a dessert in your honor. What would be the ingredients in a Cassandra?
Okay, it would have some chocolate chip cookie dough, because that's no matter what the best thing ever.
I agree.
Some vanilla and chocolate ice cream, because I like to go both ways.
Yeah!
And
Roxanne, here is your question. After you rub the genie's magic lamp, he tells you that due to the recession, he can only afford to give you one wish. What would that one wish be?
To be Miss Double December.
Oh, yeah.
Play into the crowd.
Sucking up to us, and we appreciate it. Thank you so much, and good luck. It's just tragic that there has to be one winner, because each of you are worthy. However, we did tabulate the votes that the K-Rock listeners have been logging in on our website, and so we've narrowed it down to the top three. So these are the following girls I would like to stay on the stage, and the other girls, if you would please leave with our thanks and our good wishes.
And our love.
And our love. I'm asking to stay here on the stage. Crystal, Nicolette, and Cassandra, if you would please stay on the stage. The rest of you girls, thank you so much for coming out, really. It comes down to these two girls, Nicolette and Cassandra. And now it's my great pleasure to announce the winner of this year's Miss Double December pageant. Miss Double December for 2009 is... Cassandra! Congratulations, Cassandra! Yay! You are Miss Double December for 2009. Congratulations, Cassandra.
Let's hear from the new Miss Double Day. Let's hear what her plans are during her reign and how she's feeling.
Cassandra, any thoughts now that you're the big winner?
Oh my gosh, thank you everybody who voted for me. You don't realize how badly I wanted this. Oh my gosh, you don't understand. I owe you all, oh my god. I'm so excited right now. I can't even talk. Okay. I'm shaking.
So let's play the Miss Double December theme song. Of course, this is now your song. They're talking about you. The brand new Miss Double December 2009 on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Cassandra.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans. She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my p*** is hot.
Everyone, let's hear it for Cassandra.